Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There's no school today at Marinette High in Wisconsin.
We, too, will need to regroup and assess the situation.
Superintendent Tim Bannock, after a 15-year-old student armed with guns, took 23 classmates hostage for 5 hours.
It was only after the three gunshots that law enforcement became concerned.
That's when Police Chief Jeff Skorek says officers stormed in, then the student
injured himself in a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
No word on his condition. All 23 hostages were released unharmed. President Obama will sit down this morning with the Republican leaders he'll have to deal with next Congress. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
And not just the next Congress, but the last few weeks of this one, too. The president wanting to wrap up issues involving taxes and his START nuclear arms treaty before this Congress dissolves. And he says there will have to be some give and take.
We're going to have to budge on some deeply held positions and compromise for the good of the country.
The president wants to renew lower Bush-era tax rates for middle-class Americans, but Republicans and some Democrats want to renew them for upper incomes, too. That will be the first test of wills. The fate of START also is unclear. Dave?
Mike, more WikiLeaks are coming out, and it's hardly just the U.S. upset about them. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Dave, the cables allege China's leaders are quietly predicting North Korea's collapse. They accuse Afghanistan's president of pardoning drug traffickers because of their family connections. And they quote U.S. officials saying where America keeps its 200 tactical nuclear weapons in Europe. NATO today condemning that release as illegal and dangerous. And Saudi Arabia today shrugging off yesterday's disclosure that its king has been lobbying America to attack Iran. Dave?
Alistair, anyone who takes really big doses of vitamin D made me want to know that the Institute of Medicine says despite some claims that that can prevent cancer, there's no proof it does. And high levels of vitamin D could be risky. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, and earrings from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on December 3rd and 4th and get a Pandora jewelry box free with any $100 Pandora purchase. See store for details.
When we get a chance to tell Rush Limbaugh what we think, we say, thanks, big guy. Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Uh-oh. Your computer isn't working again, and it always happens at the worst times. Some problems take an expert to fix, and that's why there's Tech Boys. Tech Boys makes it easy, whether you have one or 100 computers. Tech Boys offers free in-store diagnostics, or call and they'll come out and give you a free business quote. Don't worry about cost. Their prices are the best in town. Save time, save money. Call Tech Boys today at 220-2801, or stop by 712 East Villa Maria, across from HEB. Tech Boys.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-335-1656. 1-800-335-1656. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1656.
Fans turn any ordinary night into one to remember at Aggie men's and women's basketball games. New for the 2010-11 basketball seasons are group ticket packages. The packages are great for hosting employee outings, youth sport teams, and church groups. Purchase tickets for 20 or more and see your group's name in lights on 12th Man TV. For more information, contact the marketing department, 979-862-5431. Aggie Basketball, this is home.
WTAW News Time, 6:05, 49 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, high of not quite 60. We're considerably cooler than yesterday. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The Bryan School Board took little time to select a search firm to assist with finding the district's next superintendent. Following presentations from two finalists on Monday, trustees unanimously offered the job to a nationwide company with Texas ties. Board President Pat Shield says BWP and Associates presented a more positive attitude toward considering internal candidates.
The firm we did not use does not usually have a practice of using internal candidates. The BWP firm will include anybody that wants to apply and sort through them with us and let us know of everyone that, you know, that has applied. So maybe that, you know, I'm for finding the best person, whether that person's internal or external. So, you know, we didn't want to leave a stone unturned. The one thing about this board, they really do feel like we want to find the best individual to replace Mike. And whether that person's here or has been here or has never been here, that I don't think that's as big a concern as finding the most important, best candidate out there.
The district will pay $14,500 plus expenses. According to its website, BWP has worked for other Texas districts, including Round Rock, Temple, San Antonio, and Dallas. Before College Station City Council gave the green light for Scott and White to build a new hospital and clinic, there was some drama. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details on that.
The stage was the city council meeting. The plot included allegations made by Scott and White and neighboring landowners Brian and Noelle Perry.
This past September, we were approached by Scott and White representatives with a proposal involving Medical Avenue and a small land swap between us and Scott and White. By early November, we discovered that Scott and White had changed this sensible and fair layout, created a new one, and didn't have the decency to inform us of the change. In recent weeks, my husband, with our attorneys and engineers, have worked in good faith to attempt to negotiate with Mr. Cunningham a more reasonable plan for Track 5 and Medical Avenue, resulting in only having doors slammed in our face.
From Scott and White attorney John Cunningham.
We're through making offers to Mr. Perry. We've done our best. We cannot make a deal with Mr. Perry. He will never agree to anything that, in our opinion, is remotely fair to us. Nothing will ever be good enough short of us just giving him the continuous frontage that he wants.
The episode ended in a compromise. As Scott and White build streets, access roads will go to the Perry's acreage. The Perry's dropped their protest to Scott and White keeping a buffer zone of land along the common border. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Funeral arrangements have been announced for Texas Hall of Fame owner Johnny Lyon, who died Sunday of cancer. Services will be held at the hall next Monday at noon. Lyon owned the Hall of Fame since 1978. His death came roughly 3 months after the death of local music promoter Willie Bennett, who died of cancer in August. Voices for Children, CASA of Brazos Valley, has four projects either winding down and or ready to begin. Executive Director Leanna Lowy says tomorrow begins their second annual seasonal fundraiser.
We thought we would tie it in. A lot of people are thinking about end-of-year giving and what they'd like to do with maybe a little bit left over that they have this year. And if you feel fortunate and you have some to give back, we certainly hope that you'll consider Voices for Children.
The $12,000 goal will provide a CASA volunteer advocate to 8 children in foster care living in Brazos, Burleson, and Grimes counties. Lowy says it's also not too late to contribute to a toy drive.
We're doing the wrapping on Thursday, on December 2nd, but if anyone wants to bring an unwrapped new toy to our offices in downtown Bryan, we would be happy to make sure that that gets to a child. And we also always need donations of gift bags, holiday wrapping, supplies, tape, scissors, things like that.
The nonprofit is also collecting volunteers for its operation renovation of its offices in mid-January, and applications are being accepted for the next round of CASA volunteer training. You can find more information about CASA and how you can get involved on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 6:09, 49 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Somewhere in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently.
Smart answers help the environment. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 610. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Be there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Good morning. Cold front's off to our east this morning, but the cloudiness has yet to completely clear the area. We'll see sunshine develop as we head through today. The clouds move out. It'll be breezy. Much, much cooler today. Only 55 to 60. Clear tonight. Lows will be around 30. We'll have sunny weather tomorrow. Highs 60 to 65. Tomorrow night's clear. Lows will drop off to about 40. During the day Thursday, we'll see sunshine. And temperatures on Thursday are going to be around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, it's time to talk Aggie basketball now. The Aggie men's basketball team is receiving some votes in the AP poll as they play their next four games at home. The Aggie women got bumped up a notch to number 7 in the nation. We'll talk about that. We'll talk a little football also and more coming up in sports.
There you go. It's kind of breezy outside.
Yeah, it got kind of cold.
Well, yeah, I think we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, but I mean, it's colder now. It was colder at 5:30 than it was at 4:30. Yeah.
Windows. Wind chill is 44. The wind is from the north at 16, gusting to 31. Good day to go fly a kite.
Well, same to you, buddy.
Yeah. Somebody tells you to do that. Okay. Here's a promotion that. I don't know. It's one of those things that it would seem like maybe was created in a vacuum. Had they actually brought it out to the general public, they might not have let it see the light of day. On Wednesday morning, Jessica Norden woke up to 57 missed calls on her cell phone, none of them happy. Jessica and other managers of the St. Paul, Minnesota Sports Bar have apologized to American Indian groups and pulled their Thanksgiving weekend marketing campaign after receiving complaints about the poster that invited patrons to drink like an Indian.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, what in the world made you think that there would be any problem at all? You think maybe this was hatched after hours, after the bar had closed? They all sat around and said, hey, wait a minute. I got an idea.
Yeah. They sat in a powwow. Yeah.
Wednesday through Saturday, drink specials and the ad appeared on the bar's book face page. It featured drawings of a cowboy and an American Indian in traditional garb slumped together on the floor.
Wow.
They were just trying to have fun. Going to tell me that there wasn't a little bit of cider or nectar of the gods there that first time they got together?
Well, they're ready to sit down and, you know, smoke them peace pipe now.
Yeah. Yeah. Make a note. Next year, don't be doing that. But kind of to follow up with that, if you're not looking forward to cleaning up after a crazy holiday party, two former University of Colorado students have hit on the idea that may spread to where we all live. They call their company Hangover Helpers. I believe that Mr. Downs might have wanted that a time or two. The company cleans up your place.
Wait.
Yes.
Perhaps for employees.
Yeah. No.
Let's clarify. Before we put Ben and Otis from the Andy Griffith Show in the same category.
So folks know that in years past, the Christmas party was held at Mr. Downs' house. Not so anymore, but
no.
But the idea of hangover helpers, the company...
Had them out at the door.
Yeah. You can only clean up so many stains off that rug.
You know, that white carpet.
Oh, yeah.
White carpet.
Somebody put her foot down on that one, I think.
That was the problem. When she put her foot down, she heard a splat.
Yeah, that's right.
The company cleans up your place after those crazy drunken friends of yours and coworkers leave. The hangover helpers will even buy you some burritos and Gatorade to help with your recovery?
Ugh.
Oh, man.
It's supposed to help hangovers, not make them worse.
Mm. The cure is worse than the problem. Burritos and Gatorade?
Wow.
Info.
Mason.
The only thing I can figure is that, you know, you get the greasy craving sometimes when you get when you had a good hangover.
Yeah.
Certainly when you were younger.
Sure.
But also,
yeehaw!
The Gatorade keeps you hydrated.
That, well, that's the most important part. Dude, I'll be over later this afternoon. No, really, please, don't, please, don't.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Arbor Oaks and Caring Solutions. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on WTAW.
Hey, I've been looking everywhere for a job.
Like where?
All the cool new hip social places, JobFace, Twistless, Greg's Pots, LinkedIn.
She's not really looking for a job. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Well, I tried most of those sites.
Did you find a job?
No, but I did find 3 former classmates who've been in prison.
Ooh.
5 booty call offers, a former boss who wants to sue me, and a guy who says he's my other mother.
You have another other mother?
You know, some people you just can't help. You can find hundreds of local jobs all for free at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, they got 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's the end of November, folks. November the 30th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
And by the way,
today
is St. Andrew's Day.
Oh, okay.
Is he like the patron saint of golf? Is that...
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we...
He is the patron saint of Scotland. I know that, but, you know, anyway.
That's right. And we have a... We have a church, one of the oldest churches in the Brazos Valley in downtown Bryan is St. Andrews.
I just think there are a lot of people who hear St. Andrews and they might think of golf.
Yes,
I'm saying.
That's right.
Anyway,
that's right. Like people around here might.
All right, 25 shopping days, by the way, until Christmas.
There you go.
Know.
How many paychecks?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, maybe one.
One?
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. is still kicking around. It's funny, I got 2 birthdays for him. I got him as... 82 and 90, 87 and 92.
I got 92.
I got 92. So it's a majority rules. He's 92 years old today. Actor Robert Guillaume is 83 years old today. Of course, he was on Vinson.
I'm just saying. One more guy took Jimmy's place.
There you go.
Yeah.
He also did a show called Sports Night that you don't remember as well. Dick Clark.
Oh.
Which I guess will you know, bring him out to raise the ball again or bring the
lower
ball
the
down,
ball.
Lower
yeah,
the ball.
He does,
He's 81 years old today. G. Gordon Liddy, we still make space for him on our radio broadcast.
No.
I thought on the weekends we did.
No.
We don't do that anymore?
It's been about 10 years.
He's
shuffling out there, hawking gold now.
There you
Here's
go.
Gold in my teeth.
There you go.
It's not all he's hawking. So
there you go. That's gross. He's 80 years old today. Director Ridley Scott turned 73. Singer-actor Mandy Patinkin is 58 years old today. Singer Billy Idol's birthday is today. He's 55. Comedian Colin Mochrie, he was one of the funny guys on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
He's been here.
Yeah, there you go.
Did First Yell with one of the other guys from, not the tall boy, but Brad Sherwood.
There you go.
First Yell a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he's sort of the balding one, right?
Yes.
Colin Mochrie, yeah. He's 53. Actor-director Ben Stiller. Funny guy, is 45 years old.
Fairly successful.
Fairly successful, yeah. Comes naturally, I guess. Actress Sandra Oh, Grey's Anatomy, is 40 years old. Troubled country singer Mindy McCready.
God,
troubled. Well, yeah.
She's troubled.
Yeah.
She's 35 years old today. Singer Clay.
When's she just going to get it over with and marry Doug Supernaw?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Duck will be listening now. Careful.
No, he's not.
Yeah, okay.
Singer Clay Aiken, he was one of the original American Idol winners, is 32 years old today. From 24, Alicia Cuthbert is 28. She played Jack's daughter.
Now, I got 22 here.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
She'd go for that probably.
Well, either way, she played Jack's daughter.
Well, Kimberly.
Either way, there you go. Bo Jackson, he remembers the Aggies. Yeah. Well, maybe he's forgotten it by now. The Aggies still remember. Is 48 years old today.
Let that sink in.
Yeah, 48.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I saw that this morning and went, wow, that's been a while, hadn't it?
There you go. And actress Kaylee Cuoco, who was she? Yeah. She was the older daughter in Eight Simple Rules, and now she's in The Big Bang Theory. She's the blonde actress. And that's all.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah, there you go.
Paul Stuckey of Paul and Mary. It's not Mary anymore. 73.
Peter Paul and formerly Mary.
That's right. And, he's a CD player.
Mary.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah. CD player.
That's right.
Peter Paul and Sony.
Yeah. Did you say Ridley Scott?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Paul was the tall one, by the way, in Peter Paul and Mary.
Yeah. And lost his hair early.
Yeah.
And David Mamet, who's just an outstanding playwright. If you've seen Glengarry Glen Ross, pretty good. Makes you really want to be in the sales business after you've seen that.
Huh.
And he'd be 63 today. And did I say I'd seen Billy Idol? Did I mention that story?
No. Where'd you see Billy Idol?
G. Raleigh White?
No. I saw him in Beaumont, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Y'all buying Boudin together?
Well, no,
too
actually,
big for G. Raleigh White?
No, we were.
Yeah.
We were
Beaumont holds him just fine.
Now, we were looking to have a soiree at the Beaumont Civic Center, and so I was supposed to go represent the station to go make the decision as to whether or not we were going to use this room up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to go during a concert, and it happened to be Billy Idol.
Billy Idol played Beaumont.
Yeah. I know.
What year was that?
Well, that's probably 1984.
God, he would have been white hot then.
Oh, yeah, he was. There's no doubt. He was.
Well, that's how you got white hot. You played everywhere.
You played Beaumont.
It was a sold-out place. There's no doubt. Yeah. Anyway, that was still a little bit loud for me. And I forget, what was his big hit song?
Well, he had White Wedding, Rebel Yell.
Yeah, Rebel Yell.
Eyes Without a Face was the ballad.
That was a pretty good song. I like that one. But anyway,
Well, let you get in touch with your chicks.
That's it. Billy Idol and Beaumont.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so remember before the election, we warned you about the president's associations. You know, Jeremiah Wright, Father Flager, Tony Resco, Bernadine Dorn, and Bill Ayers. Listen to what Bernadine Dorn had to say about Obama, quote, overcoming the Jewish lobby.
His constituency in Chicago when he was a state representative included a very large, second largest in the United States, Palestinian population. He is well educated on the issue. So, yes.
Too much a politician to buck the Jewish, very strong Jewish lobby in the Capitol Hill.
We'll see, won't we? Yeah, we'll see.
Why wouldn't the media even ask one question about this?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once Monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
The joys of Christmas. What do you think is the most perfect of all moments within the joys of Christmas? One young mother shares her opinion. That story in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure? Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
The essayist Dorothy Everett Cox told of a young mother who recalled Christmas Eves of not so many years past, saying, "Most of all, I remember a time of great anticipation, of silent prayers that not only my parents remembered, but understood the kind of gifts I valued most. The rush of happiness as indeed the very skirt and sweater I asked for appeared. Dressing for the midnight church service, taking careful inventory of my friend's Christmas, and watching and hearing and feeling it all melt away into a silent night, and wondering if all the dark houses were still asleep to this most perfect of all Christmas moments. A child's expression of one of the greatest moments in the joys of Christmas."
For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on your Kubota tractor and farm equipment needs, thank Norman G. Tractor. Norman G. Tractor has Kubota riding lawnmowers, gas and diesel zero-turn, and tractors ranging from 18 to 135 horsepower. Save on our Kubota L2800F 30-horsepower tractor with a 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,495 after a $1,000 cash rebate, and pay only $149 per month. How about the L2800DT package deal? 30-horsepower Kubota 4-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 after the cash rebate, or payments of only $210 per month. Build your own package deal with zero money down, 0% APR financing for 60 months. Trade-ins welcome and free delivery. Norman G. Tractor, voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 straight years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas.
Hey, good morning. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. Breezy and 58 will be our high, but it's not going to feel like it because we'll have winds gusting up pretty well there. 10 to 20 regularly and gusts up higher than that. Low tonight, probably about 33 with north winds at 5 miles an hour. Then tomorrow, 62 with sunshine, about 40 for the low temperature on Wednesday night. Rest of the week, temps will be spectacular during the day. Sunny skies and just shy of 70 degrees, and low temperatures will probably be right around 50 or so. And by the way, that carries on into the beginning of the weekend, well, actually through the weekend. Saturday looking at a high of about 70, and the same thing on Sunday. So temps will be very, very nice there. Humidity is 35% right now. The chill factor is 44. We have winds from the north at 16, gusting up to 31. Overcast skies, and it's 50.
Even if you subscribe to one of those credit monitoring services, you could still easily be the victim of credit card fraud and never know it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Hi, my name is David Mirasu. Until I say it, no one else really can. Everyone from the dentist to the mailman struggles with it.
Table for Mira Sal?
Mirasu. It's a delicious mouthful, smooth on the tongue. America's favorite Pinot Noir from America's oldest winemaking family, 150 years in the making. We're the bottle with the sun on the label. Mirasu, life is good under the sun.
Copyright 2010 Mirasu Vineyards, Modesto, California. All rights reserved.
How fast should your nasal spray work? Did I hear you say, as fast as possible? Well, we agree. So we made Sinus Buster Nasal Spray to bring you relief from pain and pressure in under a minute. And while most nasal sprays warn you to stop using them after 3 days, at Sinus Buster, we know the problem often lasts longer. So you can use all-natural Sinus Buster for weeks at a time. Yes, not days, weeks. The name is Sinus Buster, and it's nothing but relief.
If you do a lot of Christmas shopping with a credit or debit card this year, you may end up paying for things you never bought. Here's how.
When a customer gets their statement in January, there are so many transactions that they have to go through, and they have to remember what they did 30 days ago, that a lot of fraud actually goes unreported and ultimately paid for by the consumer.
Robert Boxberger, president of FinSphere Corporation, which provides fraud prevention products for banks and consumers, says these identity theft and credit monitoring companies you can sign up for are actually just watching your credit report for fraud. But that's not where most fraud occurs.
75% of all identity theft and fraud occurs on existing accounts. So reviewing your financial statements on a monthly basis is paramount and continues to be the number one way to fight identity theft.
The people who commit credit card fraud are hoping for and counting on the fact that you won't check your statement.
Because ultimately, at the end of the day, The banks rely upon the number one fraud prevention service they have, you the consumer, to tell them about fraud. And unless you are diligent in reviewing your transaction history every single month, every single transaction, most consumers have paid for fraud and they have no idea that they did it.
Tomorrow, more ways to protect yourself from fraud. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
I don't know if it's time for you to lose weight so that you'll live longer, so that you'll have more time with your kids, because your clothes don't fit, because you're unhappy with yourself. But maybe it is that time, and it's very hard to do alone. So why do it alone? Give Ashley Bergen, my personal trainer, a call. She will do it with you. The thing about Ashley that makes her special, that makes her different, is she knows how to get you in shape, but it's so much more than that. She wants you to. She'll be with you every step of the way to get you into the condition and the shape that you want to be in to reach the goals that you have. Ashley has personal training. Ashley has the group workouts every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Whether you want to lose weight, you want to slim down, you want to learn how to eat right, you just want to live better, call Ashley Bergen at FitU, 492-1900. She's not just another personal trainer. Call Ashley Bergen at 492-1900.
WTAW News Time, 631, 48 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today of about 58. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The Bryan School Board has hired a national search firm to help find the district's next superintendent. BWP and Associates, which has staff in Texas, has assisted Dallas, San Antonio, Temple, and Round Rock, according to the company's website. Trustees President Pat Shield says he was also impressed with the community information the company collects.
I was really impressed by the focus groups that they're going to be setting up and who they're going to meet with, the church leaders and whatnot, community leaders, and, you know, taxpaying constituents that haven't a child in school. They seem like they harped on that or stressed that more than some of the other firms did, and I was really impressed that, you know, they've kind of done their homework. They've already know what our rankings are. They've looked at our PEAMS reports, our AEIS reports. You know, I think they already have a plan of what their plan is once they, you know, are notified that they've been hired.
BWP was one of two finalists who made a presentation at Monday's meeting. The district will pay $14,500 plus expenses. It may be full steam ahead for the new Scott & White Hospital and Clinic in College Station, but there were some tense moments along the way. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Before city council approval came more than 1 hour of allegations aired by lawyers from Scott & White and the neighboring landowners. Scott & White's general counsel, Judge Jimmy Carroll Belton, used a country illustration to describe the stalemate.
You go to your neighbor and say, we need to build a fence, and would you split the cost with me? And the neighbor says, no, we can't afford it, don't want to, whatever. And you say, okay, I understand. So you set out to build a fence, and it's going to be a lovely fence exactly on the property line. It's going to reflect well on your house. It's going to do everything you want. And your neighbor says, no, I don't like the fact that that does not reflect on my house. I want you to change the architectural style of the fence that I won't participate in the building of to reflect the architectural style of my house.
Neighbor and landowner Brian Perry dropped his protest after Scott & White offered to build access roads to his property as city streets are put in associated with the development.
And one of the concerns was just getting access to Medical Avenue, and we couldn't tell what phase they were going to be in, if this was ever going to happen. Now Mr. Cunningham has assured us that these will be built early. I think we feel comfortable withdrawing our protest.
Perry's statement was followed by applause, then council approval changing the zoning and selling the land for the Scott & White campus. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Funeral services have been announced for Johnny Lyon. The owner of the Texas Hall of Fame died of cancer Sunday. Services for Lyon are next Monday at noon at the Hall of Fame. His death marks the second passing of a high-profile member of the local live music scene following the August death of Willie Bennett. There's plenty of hustle and bustle going on this holiday season for Voices for Children, CASA of the Brazos Valley. The agency serving children placed in foster homes in Brazos, Grimes, and Burleson counties has four projects on its plate. Executive Director Leanna Lowy says Wednesday marks the start of their second seasonal fundraiser.
We're calling it 12 Days of Christmas, and each day is going to stand for something that's meaningful to the work that our advocates and our staff and our board do for on behalf of abused and neglected children.
The nonprofit is also collecting volunteers for its operation renovation of its offices in mid-January. Lowy says toys and gift wrapping supplies are being collected through tomorrow for foster kids, and applications are being accepted for the next round of CASA volunteer training. You can learn more online at our website, WTAW.com. Congress and the president today will begin negotiations on whether to extend the Bush-era tax cuts. But as Jim Forsyth reports, regardless of what Congress does, the new year will bring the most radical tax changes ever.
And estate planning attorney Marty Roos says that gives you 1 month to prepare. He says this Christmas will be a great time for gifts because gift taxes are either gone or at their lowest level in nearly a century.
Grandparents may want to consider making gifts to grandchildren in light of the repeal of the generation skipping tax, and that was this year only.
Roos says even if the Bush income tax cuts continue, the one-year halt in the inheritance tax will not. It could be 55% next year, so now's also the time to prepare for that. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
A Wisconsin high school is closed today after a 15-year-old student held 23 fellow students and a teacher hostage yesterday. The five-hour standoff ended when the student shot himself. No word on his condition. Students say they talked with the student to calm him down and even made him laugh at one point. One student says the gunman seemed depressed. And the defense attorney and friends of an Oregon Muslim accused of plotting to blow up last Friday's Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland say the 19-year-old was set up by authorities, but federal prosecutors say Mohammed Osman Mohammed was told that children potentially would be harmed. Mohammed pleaded not guilty yesterday in federal court. WTAW News Time is 6:30, 6:48 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mia's on Main. More news at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Each year we all try to do a little something different to impress our holiday guests. I'm Mia with Mia's on Main, and this year I'm here to help. From simple and cost-effective ideas like custom holiday table coverings, runners, and tree skirts, to the more elaborate ideas like upholstered furniture and complete room makeovers, call Mia's on Main. Whether it's custom draperies, bedding, blinds, shades, and shutters, or a complete home or office design, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823 Main. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, it's 638. Let's check some weather because we got some out there. There's no doubt about that. It's brought to you this morning by the folks over at ResPro. If you have water damage or fire damage at your home or business, give them a call at ResPro.
Improving weather conditions in the forecast for today. Any cloudiness will eventually give way to mostly sunny skies. It'll be breezy today. Temperatures only 55 to 60. Yesterday, we were up to about 75 to 80, so big changes in regards to the temperatures. It'll be clear, cold tonight, down to 30. Sunshine for tomorrow, pleasant 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear 40 to 45. We'll have sunny weather on Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
We'll talk Monday Night Football last night as the 49ers won over Arizona. We'll talk about a new coach at North Texas is a former coach at Iowa State. That's right. Dan McCarney is coming back to the head coaching.
Like that guy.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
Well, I think that's a great hire.
Well, he should have never been fired at Iowa State.
Yeah.
Took him to five bowl games in his last 7 years and fired him after, you know, a bad season. So anyway, we'll talk about that and Aggie basketball and more coming up in sports.
And then I guess Todd Dodge is just taking that resume and just putting out the one that he had before he went to North Texas.
That's
just,
right. Skipping that three and a half years, yeah.
Hyper-successful high school coach seeks new gig after sabbatical.
Yeah, just drops right out.
It's really crazy. I mean, the guy went 79-1 as a high school coach at Southlake, and then he went 6-76, yeah, I believe, something like that, yeah, at North Texas.
And guess what? They're still winning at Southlake.
yeah, that's right.
they're not going to ask him to come back and resurrect the program, because I don't think they've missed a step. I believe they're still playing
this
year.
No, I think they're still doing pretty good.
Yeah. Todd Dodge, I believe.
They're not the best team in the Metroplex, though. That'd be Euless Trinity.
Yeah. I think Todd Dodge holds the record for most interceptions in a year by University of Texas quarterback. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go back, we invoked this game last week, 1985. Todd Dodge was on the sidelines because he had lost his job to Brett Stafford.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
I did some ball games with those boys in high school. That's how old I am. Yeah.
Well, Todd Dodge was also the head coach at Cameron.
Yeah. Dodge to Duhon is the way that it worked.
That's right.
Todd Dodge and I forget what Duhon's first name was. Frank, I don't know.
Tim Duhon.
It wasn't. No.
Yeah. Well, they both went to Texas.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Brent Duhon, that's it. Anyhow, so as mentioned, the president actually going to be sitting down with the Republicans today.
Oh, he better watch his lip.
He doesn't have any choice yet. Get his nose bloody to go along with that split lip, huh? No, they're gonna sit down and try to figure out how much they're gonna whack us on taxes. That's a good story you had there about taxes. Folks definitely need to look at that between now and the end of the year.
Yeah, about the gift tax. And all of that.
That generation skipping deal where you can do something for your grandkiddos.
You know, they mentioned the estate tax too in that. I was hearing something the other day. I don't know whether we've mentioned this before, but it was either on Hannity or Borch about George Steinbrenner. Have you read that?
Yeah, Joe, well, when he died, there was some discussion about that.
Well, you know, I'm sure that the family would not have, you know, had him die, but the timing of his death was quite fortunate for the family.
It was.
Because he died at a time that the estate tax had lapsed, and had he waited to die until, like, January the 1st, or if he'd have died in 2009 or waited till 2011, it would cost the family about $550 million in estate taxes, and they might have lost the Yankees because of that.
I didn't hear that. Yeah, that's what you call a window of opportunity.
Right. $550 million they saved because he decided
scheming and in control to the very end, George Steinbrenner.
That's it. Yeah. Exactly.
He's shaking his fist at the government going, oh, show!
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Anyway, so they'll talk a little bit today. And you know, it's interesting. I'm reading something today that it put it in the perspective of the real world as opposed to Congress. Let's say that you have this company, and this company fires 60 of its employees. And then what they do is they allow those people who have already been terminated to continue to run the company, even though they're new people who have been hired, who don't get to take those positions until January. Well, that's what happens when we got a lame duck Congress. They're sitting around going, what benefits are in here for me? So the question is, do they suddenly become different people because they're not going to be here anymore? And basically, they did a little research, and it says there have been 17 lame duck sessions just before World War II to now. And you find that senators and House members don't vote very differently than they would vote during an ordinary session. So it's not like they have some sudden pang of conscience that makes them change the way that they would vote on an issue. So apparently we're not supposed to look for anything that would be a tremendous departure. But they still do need to talk about the tax cuts and get this thing taken care of before the new members of Congress come in. With that in mind, I think we'll probably have one more visit with Chet Edwards, and then also we hope to talk with Bill Flores before the holidays get here and talk about what's going to happen when he moves into D.C. And all of a sudden, you know, the WikiLeaks thing just continues, and I guess we're going to continue to have a few more every day. They're gonna leak more of this out.
I like the Saudi approach to this. I don't agree with the Saudis on much of anything.
Okay,
but I like their approach to this. basically when the story that came out today said that it's right here. Saudi Arabia has shrugged off newly leaked U.S. diplomatic memos that say King Abdullah urged a U.S. attack against Iran. Mm-hmm. Foreign Ministry spokesman says the memos, quote, do not concern us. The spokesman says the kingdom has no insight into the authenticity of the documents and we cannot comment on them. And I'm thinking, is that not the best thing to possibly say?
There's the way to go.
Instead of everybody getting all up in arms and getting in a wad over this? I mean, it just really seems like the best possible response. And not only that, when is someone going to say, yeah, you know, if you want to give credibility to an accused child molester, that's fine. Who, oh, by the way, nobody knows where he is right now. But that's great. You just go ahead and do that.
And that that was definitely spoken to yesterday. The Wall Street Journal, in fact, was offered this material, and they turned it down. CNN was offered this material, and they turned it down. And a guy named Anthony Verona, who's American University law professor, said, the line is still unclear between giving the public the news that it has a First Amendment right to receive and serving as instruments of lawlessness. He says the bottom line is whether publication by WikiLeaks with amplification by the traditional news media will advance public interest and the First Amendment or threaten its very existence. So again, how that information is taken, how that information is disseminated or amplified, or in the case of Saudi Arabia, going dismissing it, basically just saying, well, what it is, whatever. And by the way, the aforementioned Assange, Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, told ABC News yesterday he has no qualms about his organization's document dump, vowed to release even more damaging material. He says, there's lying, corruption, and murderous leadership from Bahrain to Brazil, and we'll get it out there. For their part, what's the Pentagon going to do? They've apparently announced plans to better protect their digital information. First target's going to be thumb drives. Politico is reporting that under the new DOD protocol, classified computers will no longer be able to write information onto any kind of removable media. Bradley Manning is the former intelligence analyst accused of leaking hundreds of thousands of documents and diplomatic cables and allegedly bragged about it. The critics are already pointing fingers at the Obama administration for sacrificing security in the name of transparency, but there are those who argue that we've expanded the classification to all sorts of things, and there's so many documents out there that have some sort of a security clearance on them that there are a lot of things that are not as crucial, but probably a good idea to limit the number of computers that you can actually write to a removable device. And, did you see this? The, this bipartisan commission that's trying to come up with a way to cut the debt down has recommended a 3-year freeze on government employee salaries. A 3-year freeze. Trying to get ahead of that, the White House says that they will freeze the government employees' salaries for 2 years, and that will help save $2 billion. Now, it'll be all civilian federal employees, including the ones who work at the Pentagon, the military personnel, the generals. They'll continue to get their raises because that's important to do. All right, it's 6:48.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. This holiday season, don't stress over meals while your friends and family are visiting. Let G Deli and Global Event Group take care of the food so you can enjoy your company. For only $95, G Deli and Global can make you a roasted turkey or spiral ham with cornbread dressing, sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, freshly baked dinner rolls, and homemade pumpkin pie. All of this holiday food feeds 10 to 12 people. For orders, contact Global at 778-9101 or email info@globaleventgroup.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's time for Expo 2010, Saturday, December 4th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day-only specials on everything for the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers. Lock in great prices and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2010, Saturday, December 4th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
Volunteering for many is a passion, and when you can turn another of your obsessions into a means to help others, you've multiplied the rewards. Gardening offers scores of ways to volunteer. If you love plants and if you like helping people, consider your choices. I'll be back with details right after this message. Looking for the perfect holiday gift? How about my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar at a big savings? Buy it with a one-year subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. You'll save more than one-third off the regular price of the calendar. This is the prettiest calendar we've published. It's the 28th annual calendar. I've included more than 10,000 words of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. Our magazine is beginning its 26th year, the best regional gardening magazine in America. And the region that we serve is Texas. It's your Texas landscape and garden. Your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. Just $36.95 for a full year of our magazine, your copy of our brand new 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar, and all of that information of when to do all the important tasks. Call now. It's a great Christmas gift. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. If you'd like to put your hobby to work helping others, join the Master Gardeners organization in your home county. The state's larger counties all have active programs. Many counties do. All you have to do to get dialed in is to call your local county extension office. That's the Texas AgriLife Extension. Sign up for their next series of Master Gardener training. It'll be a several-month, once-a-week process, at which time you'll win your credentials. And following all that training, they'll match you up with a way you can return the hours in volunteer service of your selection. Everybody wins with that one. Many botanic gardens have active volunteer programs. If you're in an area that has an active botanic garden or any other kind of public garden, that's a place to volunteer. Schools are always looking for people. Larger districts have active volunteer programs. You could ask if there are opportunities to work in horticulture programs, watering new plants in landscapes, as a teacher's aide in botany classes, or on field trips to nature preserves. Schools do thorough background checks, of course, so be prepared to be screened, especially if the district doesn't know you already. Scouting offers another set of possibilities. You might be teaching basic understanding of and respect for nature in general, and horticulture in particular. Or you could be helping older scouts with community service projects that involve landscaping and beautification. Speaking of beautification, if you're involved with your Chamber of Commerce or a Merchants or Homeowners Association, plan a cleanup and replanting day. Involve many people to lessen the load. Hopefully one or more of your other volunteers will be landscape architects who can develop a plan for neighborhood or citywide proportions. If you have a loved one in an assisted living center, spend a little extra time on each visit enriching the lives of the other residents. Grow flowers in pots to set near the patios or bring them plants that you've grown yourself. Simple small plants of low care requirements work best. Bring books of gardens you've visited or photos you've taken of your own favorite flowers. If you enjoy floral design, you have ample ways to offer your skills. Once again, assisted living centers are possibilities, as are churches and even schools. Check ahead to be sure of any restrictions they may have. If you have a favorite shade tree, and if it's of a renowned quality and durability like oaks, set yourself a goal of planting 100 of them in public places over the next several years, and set out to find places that would be willing to let you do so. I'm Neil Sperry. We're going to talk about landscaping vistas and viewpoints in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
He is, without a doubt, one of the greatest, most inspirational tenors of our time.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
Santa's sleigh arrives early this season with a gift from the Emerald Isle. Kick off your family's holiday with an Irish Christmas concert starring the inspirational Irish tenor Ronan Tynan.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
MSC Opus presents an Irish Christmas with Ronan Tynan, one night only, Tuesday, November 30th in Rutter Auditorium. For your family's tickets, call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org. An Irish Christmas with Ronan Tynan, Tuesday, November 30th. Call 845-1234 now.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's almost 6:54. Let's take a look at sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. A&M men's basketball team is working its way out of the also receiving votes group with the aim of a top 25 after going 5-1 with one win over a ranked team so far this year. The Aggies lost to unranked Boston College, but then they beat 21st-ranked Temple in that Old Spice Classic over the Thanksgiving weekend. They got 6 votes in the latest AP poll. Duke leads the list, followed by Ohio State, Pitt, and then Kansas and Kansas State out of the Big 12 are 4th and 5th. Other Big 12 teams ranked are undefeated Missouri 9th, Baylor is 11th, and once beaten Texas 19th. The Aggies play their next 4 games at home. Stephen F. Austin at Reed Arena Thursday, Pacific on Saturday, Prairie View and Washington both next week. The Aggie women's team went 2-0 in Cancun with wins over unranked Arizona and Michigan, and that earned them a 1-spot bump in the AP poll as they go from 8th to 7th there at 5-0. A&M is one of 6 Big 12 teams that are ranked. Baylor is still second to UConn. Oklahoma 11th, Texas 17th, Iowa State 19th, and Nebraska 24th. The Aggie women will host Cal on Saturday at 11 in the morning, and then they head to Durham, North Carolina, Cameron Fieldhouse, where next Monday they'll battle 5th-ranked Duke in the Jimmy V Women's Classic. Take it to football. TCU is moving to a new conference that could put the Horned Frogs directly in the BCS title hunt. The school will join the Big East after the 2011-2012 year. TCU now will have automatic access to the Bowl Championship Series and its 5 big money games. The Big East currently has 8 football teams and 1 of 6 automatic BCS slots. UConn will get it this year. The Horned Frogs wrapped up their 2nd straight undefeated regular season and the Mountain West title Saturday, and they moved up to number 3 in the BCS standings. But they will likely not play for the national championship unless Auburn or Oregon lose this next weekend. North Texas has a new head football coach. Former Iowa State head coach Dan McCarney will be the first coach at the new facility in Denton in 2011. McCarney will be introduced today as the Mean Green Boss. North Texas fired Todd Dodge at midseason and finished 3-9, but with a spirited 49-41 loss to Kansas State in their finale. Under Dodge, North Texas went 6-37 in 3.5 years. After being fired at Iowa State after 12 seasons and taking the Cyclones to 5 bowl games in his last 7, McCarney spent 1 year as an assistant at South Florida and has been a Florida assistant the last 3 years. Michigan Athletic Director Dave Brandon says that he's not letting speculation about Rich Rodriguez's future change his timetable to evaluate the coach. Brandon reiterated yesterday that he does not do performance reviews of coaches until their seasons are over. That might make for another uncomfortable month for Rodriguez. He helped the Wolverines qualify for a bowl for the first time in his 3 seasons in charge of football's winningest program, but the Wolverines lost to Ohio State for a 3rd straight time last Saturday, capping a 7-5 season. And finally, all that grabbing and swinging by Houston's Andre Johnson and Tennessee's Courtland Finnegan is going to cost them money but not time. The NFL has fined both of them $25,000, but they avoided suspension for their fight in Sunday's game. That's your first look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. At 6:57, this is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Where's Henderson?
Here I am, sir.
What's this thing?
I invented a teleporter.
What for?
Well, I really need to keep my job, but I live 392 miles away.
I see.
But with my teleporter, I can be here in 1.9 seconds.
You sure this thing is safe?
I tested it on the family cat this morning, sir. Oops, that's not good.
Is that a cat head?
Yeah, sorry about that, sir.
Hey, it's not worth risking the safety of mankind just to avoid paying for moving expenses. Find qualified local employees. Go to AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Visit Batteries Plus now through January 31st to save $10 on select car and truck batteries after mail-in rebate. Located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Higgins?
Hey, Mr. Siebert.
I thought you called in sick today. What are you doing here?
Oh,
You better stay back.
You better get back to work.
I'm trying.
You'll never know who you'll see at Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. After all, with over 30 years of amazing deals and a huge selection of quality Toyotas, everyone's going to the event that happens only once a year. But Toyotathon won't last long, and neither will the amazing deals. Now get $3,000 cash back on all 2011 Tundras, or choose zero APR for 60 months on your Tundra and save over $6,100 in finance charges. Hurry to your Toyota dealer today. Cash back through TMS and GST. Financing with approved credit through TFS. Savings based on weekly national auto rates for 60-month term on bankrate.com of 6.43% versus 0% with $35,800 financed. Typical amount for new 2011 Tundra Crewmax. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 1-3-2011.
Hey, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 58 today and kind of breezy. We're talking winds 10 to 20.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. What's it like to be a hostage at school?
Everyone was fine. They were relaxed, just like me. Except for, like, two of them.
Austin Beal and 22 other classmates are fine, but the student who held them at gunpoint at Marinette High School in Wisconsin is not. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper explains what happened live.
Dave, students at Marinette High School say they were watching a movie when a classmate shot the projector and then refused to let anyone leave. They were told to put their cell phones in the center of the room, and when the gunman's phone rang, he broke it. Police say after 5 hours, the teen shot and wounded himself, a potentially life-threatening injury. No word on a motive. In addition to the two loaded handguns he had, police say they also found ammo in a duffel bag. No classes today, but counselors will be on hand. Dave?
Jennifer, 4 weeks after the election shellacking he admits Republicans gave him, President Obama will meet with GOP leaders at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
And when the president sits down with the newly empowered Republican leaders this morning, he says he'll offer to work with them if they'll work with him.
We're going to have to set aside the politics of the moment to make progress for the long term.
In an editorial today, John Boehner, the next House Speaker, and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell say that Americans want to stop the spending binge, cut the deficit, and send a clear message on taxes and regulations so that small businesses can start hiring again. And taxes will likely be the first big fight as the debate rages over whether or not to raise taxes on upper-income Americans. Dave?
Mike, Don't Ask, Don't Tell gets a new look today. The Pentagon will release a big survey of troops expected to show that most don't think lifting the ban on gays serving in the military will have a negative effect. The court has ruled the policy unconstitutional. The president wants Congress to dump Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They're still angry in South Korea. Thousands protesting, burning North Korean flags over last week's deadly attack. The South and U.S. doing more military exercises today. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust your mania.
The moment you feel chest pain that could be a heart attack, go to College Station Medical Center. The Med has demonstrated expertise in the timely diagnosis and treatment of cardiac emergencies. And time saved is precious heart muscle saved. So in an emergency, call 911 and know where to go. Choose the Med, a nationally recognized accredited chest pain center.
Do the countertops in your kitchen or bath need an upgrade? Call MarbleCraft today at 846-3881. MarbleCraft has been bringing new life to kitchens and baths for over 10 years. MarbleCraft has a vast selection of material and color choices from granite, natural marble, slate, and soapstone. And MarbleCraft is also a certified installer of Silestone countertops. So call 846-3881 for a free estimate or come by the showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan and get inspired at MarbleCraft.
WTAW News Time, 7:05, 47 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, but not quite 60 for a high. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this look at news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The Bryan School Board took little time to select a search firm to assist with finding the district's next superintendent. Following presentations from two finalists on Monday, trustees unanimously offered the job to a nationwide company with Texas ties. Board President Pat Shield says BWP and Associates presented a more positive attitude toward considering internal candidates.
The firm we did not use does not usually have a practice of using internal candidates. The BWP firm will include anybody that wants to apply and sort through them with us and let us know of everyone that, you know, that has applied. So maybe that... You know, I'm for finding the best person, whether that person's internal or external. So, you know, we didn't want to leave a stone unturned. The one thing about this board, they really do feel like we want to find the best individual to replace Mike. And whether that person's here or has been here or has never been here, that I don't think that's as big a concern as finding the most important, best candidate out there.
The district will pay $14,500 plus expenses. According to its website, BWP has worked for other Texas districts such as Round Rock, Temple, San Antonio, and Dallas. Before College Station City Council gave the green light for Scott and White to build a new hospital and clinic, there was some drama. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
The stage was the city council meeting. The plot included allegations made by Scott and White and neighboring landowners, Brian and Noel Perry.
This past September, we were approached by Scott and White representatives with a proposal involving Medical Avenue and a small land swap between us and Scott and White. By early November, we discovered that Scott and White had changed this sensible and fair layout, created a new one, and didn't have the decency to inform us of the change. In recent weeks, my husband, with our attorneys and engineers, have worked in good faith to attempt to negotiate with Mr. Cunningham a more reasonable plan for Track 5 and Medical Avenue, resulting in only having doors slammed in our face.
From Scott and White attorney John Cunningham.
We're through making offers to Mr. Perry. We've done our best. We cannot make a deal with Mr. Perry. He will never agree to anything that, in our opinion, is remotely fair to us. Nothing will ever be good enough short of us just giving him the continuous frontage that he wants.
The episode ended in a compromise. As Scott and White build streets, access roads will go to the Perry's acreage. The Perry's dropped their protest to Scott and White keeping a buffer zone of land along the common border. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Funeral arrangements have been announced for Texas Hall of Fame owner Johnny Lyon, who died Sunday of cancer. Services will be held at the hall next Monday at noon. Lyon owned the Hall of Fame since 1978. His death comes roughly 3 months after the death of local music promoter Willie Bennett, who died of cancer in August. Voices for Children, Casa of Brazos Valley, is hosting four projects, has four projects that are either winding down and or ready to begin. Executive Director Leanna Lowy says tomorrow begins their second annual seasonal fundraiser.
We thought we would tie it in. A lot of people are thinking about end-of-year giving and what they'd like to do with maybe a little bit left over that they have this year. And if you feel fortunate and you have some to give back, we certainly hope that you'll consider Voices for Children.
The $12,000 goal will provide a CASA volunteer advocate to 8 children in foster care living in Brazos, Burleson, and Grimes counties. Lowy says it's also not too late to contribute to their toy drive. That's the second thing going on. The nonprofit's also collecting volunteers for its operation renovation of its offices in mid-January, and applications are being accepted for the next round of CASA volunteer training. If you'd like to help out in any of those areas, you can find out more information about Voices for Children online at our website, WTAW.com. One proposal would have lawmakers in Austin every year instead of every other year for legislative sessions.
It's not the first time Laredo Democratic State Representative Richard Raymond has proposed yearly legislative sessions. He says there would be odd year full sessions and even year budget sessions, meaning we'd get away from passing two-year budgets.
If it were a good idea, counties, cities, schools would have two-year budgets. None of them do. Everybody does this one-year budget.
He says if this were already the case, the state could have dealt with the current budget crisis differently and maybe avoided such a huge shortfall that lawmakers will now have to deal with in January.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And former President George W. Bush talked in a relaxed Facebook Live webcast about everything from the joy of spending time with his parents to some of the hard decisions he made as president. In the hour-long chat webcast on Facebook's live video streaming channel, Bush stood by his vow not to criticize the current administration, but he did respond to a question asking what he thought the Obama administration had handled well. Bush said he thought they'd done well with Afghanistan so far. Bush's book, Decision Points, was released this month. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 47 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up about 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Fall is here for hunting season and cattle feeding. Think of Norma G Tractor for all your Kubota RTV utility vehicle needs. Norma G Tractor Kubota utility vehicles come in gas and diesel models, hydraulic dump beds, 2- and 4-seaters, bulletproof hydrostatic transmissions with prices starting at $79.99 after cash rebate. Finance your selection with zero money down and 0% APR financing with payments of only $138 per month. If you need a tractor to feed those large round bales, check out Normandy Tractor's L4400F 45 horsepower tractor, only $11,200 after cash rebate, or finance for only $158 per month. At Normandy Tractor, trade-ins are always welcome and we'll deliver your purchases for free. Normandy Tractor, voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 consecutive years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW, let's do some weather. It's brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center. That's the College Station Sleep Center.
Good morning. Cold front's off to our east this morning, but the cloudiness has yet to completely clear the area. We'll see sunshine develop as we head through today. The clouds move out. It'll be breezy, much, much cooler today, only 55 to 60. Clear tonight, lows will be around 30. We'll have sunny weather tomorrow, highs 60 to 65. Tomorrow night's clear, lows will drop off to about 40. During the day Thursday, we'll see sunshine, and temperatures on Thursday are going to be around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
TCU's going to the Big East after next season. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Aggie basketball. The Aggie men play their next 4 games at home starting on Thursday night. And tonight, another chance to hear from Coach Mike Sherman, as there'll be a special edition of the Aggie Hour from 7 to 8 at Wings and More with Coach Sherman. We got that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, because Connecticut needs to be able to go to one of those $15 million bowl games. Because they're Connecticut, and they're in the Big East.
Yeah, well, they'll bring about as many people as TCU will.
Yeah, they will.
That's what gets me, the people that say, well, why didn't they add them to the Big 12? TCU just now this year came close to filling all, 47 or 8,000 seats to their in their stadium. So, yeah.
Well, I have an acquaintance who's in the banking business who is a big TCU fan. And having dinner with him recently, the most animated he got in the entire conversation was talking about TCU football. Those folks are jazzed about it right now. But you know what they're doing? They're tearing off the top deck of that stadium up there.
Well, good, because it's about 79 floors up in the air, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always enjoyed that. It kind of felt like you were leaning over too far.
They're going to tear off the top deck? That's so they can fill up their stadium?
Yes.
And they'll tear out
yes.
some seats?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Now they're going to put some suites in there, I think. But, yeah, they do that in the Pac-10. They make the stadium smaller out there. You know, it makes it look like it's a big crowd. I'm just thinking if you took 100 Big East fans and asked them where TCU was, how many of them would get that one right?
TCU, the Connecticut University, is that what it stands for?
Or you could ask 100 TCU fans where Rutgers is and see how they do with that.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway. All right,
yeah.
I don't know if...
Yeah, have fun on a Thursday night in November in New Jersey.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Okay, so the head of the Washington State Potato Commission, remember this guy did the potato diet? And he started it, and after about a week, he said he wished it had been half as long as he had promised. We finally have our report. He finished 60 days of potato only. Chris Voigt lost 17 pounds on the potato-only diet.
He obviously was not eating cheese fries.
Well, no. He said he consumed 1,200 taters during his diet, which ended yesterday morning. No, this morning, actually, at midnight. Mr. Voigt said he avoided the toppings that give potatoes a bad name in the health community. He used no butter, no sour cream, and no bacon bits.
Makes my mouth dry just thinking about it.
Boy, do you think he stayed up till 12 o'clock so he could eat something else?
Probably.
I'm thinking as soon as this thing's over, he's going, let me have something else. I don't want to be near a tater. Yeah, nice job there. Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting's going on tonight.
Oh, good.
I guess it's going to be on TV. If not, you can probably... They've probably got a tree cam out there. You can watch it on the Internet if you'd like to. It's a 12-ton, 74-foot-tall Norway spruce. You have that for you. All right, let me see. It's time for us to start helping people. Oh, by the way, today we have Bob... Speaking of tweez, we have Bob Walters... list of the most fascinating people of 2000. And
I mean, we know who the fascinating people are?
Yeah, we do. Ah. That way you can decide if you want to do that. And also in the next half hour, yet again, another look at our laziness in the workplace. Basically, how much time we fritter away and how we do that. Hopefully that'll give you some...
Fritter sounds good right now.
Well, no, what I'm thinking is hopefully we'll give you some ideas as to how to waste time if you don't have that one. You could mark that down and go, ooh, I haven't done that one yet. So see if we can help you with your productivity as we get close to the holidays. And it's 7:16. We're going to be giving away another pair of tickets to the prenatal clinic event. We'll do this probably in the next half hour, Champagne and Diamonds event, which is coming up this Saturday. It's at Miramont, and you have to dress up, okay? You can't wear open-toed shoes, guys.
Girls can.
Girls can do that.
Okay. But leave your flip-flops at home.
Flip-flops cannot be worn, nor can jeans. And anyhow, if you want to call them, you can get the whole information as far as the dress code is concerned. But it's a dress-up thing. All right, here we go. Just to help you out, the gifts that women don't want. Okay, the gifts that women don't want. Do not give any gift that makes any reference to losing weight. Like a membership to Weight Watchers.
Is this conversation really necessary?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Because here's the thing, is you think you've done well, and then there's the item like a lawnmower. Don't do that. Unless she asks for one. You know, we have a neighbor who enjoys mowing the lawn. Just
really?
Enjoys doing
really?
It.
Does she enjoy mowing your lawn?
Does she have
any spare time?
Got a couple of more addresses, right?
Yeah. Might be a shiny new nickel in it for her.
Don't give anything that is extremely useful or needed, like new tires for the car.
No. Baby, here you go. It's a year's worth of oil changes.
That's right. Excuse me not wrapping it up.
If you do, don't expect a gift from her in return.
Just go in, they'll punch that card right there.
Once again, kitchen appliances, even the small electric ones like the blender or the food processor. Look, hon, I got an electric cheese grater.
Okay.
Saw this and thought of you.
We bought a new blender over the weekend.
Did you?
Huh?
Care to share a story?
Well, I broke our other blender.
Now, how did that happen?
I literally broke it.
What were you putting in it that it you
wasn't,
shouldn't have?
It wasn't anything. I was getting it down out of the closet. Out of the pantry and crash. And suddenly it started looking like a fire hazard in there. So we had to get another one. And we went to a local shopper.
Now, did you break the base?
Appliance-atorium.
Or you broke the
broke the base. Yes.
Okay. Wow.
It still worked, but it was all wobbly. And I didn't want to have to put my blender on the phone book to make it work.
So now you got this.
But
now
you could put duct tape on it. That'd have been awesome, man. Yeah. Have
the gnarliest looking blender in town.
So now you got this useless glass container, right?
Oh no, it's going in the trash.
Yeah, but it's perfectly good container, but it won't fit anything.
No, it won't. We'll make a tea pitcher out of it.
Okay, so anyway.
With
blades in the bottom, that's awesome.
You can plant some flowers in it, put it outside.
Make it a planter.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway.
Always remind you, Chase's
But yeah, we got a new blender for 50% off, so.
Oh, really?
What do you give for a blender?
This was a $60 blender. We got it for $30.
Okay.
Wow.
And, I mean, because my wife, God love her, she walks down the aisle. She's like, well, here's one for $19. I said, well, no more than we use the blender. Just keep in mind you get what you pay for.
I'm trying to think how many blenders I've bought. I don't know.
I think this is the third blender in my life.
Wow, that's pretty high. That's
most
pretty
people
high.
Count how many times they've been married, know how many blenders they got, right? Usually get two per marriage.
That's the reason I didn't have to. I brought one in and she already had one. Oh, that's it.
Yours, mine, and ours. It's a blended blender family.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, now, I guess this again is pretty
always,
much.
You've always taken back more blenders than you have, you know?
This is pretty much something that hasn't changed a lot, has it? I mean, have we
no.
had blender
technology?
Yeah, blender technology is pretty much, it is what it is.
It's pretty much 10 buttons. When
well, I don't
say?
Know. You know,
know.
Back in our day,
you go
Scott,
from pulse to puree.
Yeah, they didn't have puree back in our
well,
day.
Well, that pulse, the pulse thing. Now, that was pretty cool. That worked out pretty nice.
Yeah,
but
they had slow, medium, and high.
Yeah.
You know, and.
Well, no, now I can remember when I got puree because, you know, then you'd want
to because then you were doing the daiquiris, right?
You know?
That's right.
You want to go right to that.
In matter of fact, in college, the only thing you knew was puree.
Yeah, really. Dude, I don't want big chunks of ice.
Yeah, let's do the puree thing and see how that works out.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Tim Metzer, golf professional at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet any Monday through Thursday from now through the end of December and play for a buck a hole. That's 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Be sure to mention this buck a hole special when you call to make your tee time. Call Bluebonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207. Again, 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time now.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. Do you consider yourself a free person? If so, on what do you base that freedom? Is it the fact that you are an American, that you are self-employed, or perhaps that you live outside the constraints of social norms? What makes a man truly free? In John 8:31, Jesus said, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Some of the Jews disliked this statement and replied that they were Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. But then Jesus responds by saying in verse 34, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." You see, friends, it does not matter in which country we live, our employment status, or our manner of living. If we are subject to sin, then we are slaves to sin. The truest freedom that a man will ever know can only be had in Christ Jesus, who brought the truth to this earth to unlock our shackles from the bondage of sin. Please consider this and keep listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
Attention DirecTV customers. KRHD ABC 40 is now carried on DirecTV in high definition. Just select channel 40 from your on-screen program guide for ABC in HD. Syndicated favorites like The Doctors and Entertainment Tonight in HD. Plus local news, weather, and sports for Bryan College Station in the Brazos Valley. Now DirecTV viewers can choose the ABC station that covers our area and get most programs in high definition. It's official. ABC 40 is now on DirecTV.
When we met JT, he was in an incubator suffering from the drugs his mother took while pregnant.
As JT's court-appointed special advocates, his CASAs, we fought for his medical care and the drug rehab his mother needed.
Now JT is a healthy toddler and his mom is a safe, drug-free parent.
Volunteer as a CASA.
Make a lifelong difference in a child's life and your own.
Go to becomeacasa.org. Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW 723. We just did 2 minutes on blenders. I was trying to find now the most expensive blender.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, if $30 is regular 60 and you got, it for 30.
And it was one of those industrial ones. It actually only has two speeds. It has the little switch on the front, and there's high and low, and that's it.
Wow. Okay. Well, let me see. They got some kind of blender here, but they didn't even put $1,199.
Good grief.
The Blendtec Smoother Q-Series 20-amp blender. Hmm. The most expensive countertop blender. The blender isn't just powerful. It's a copolyester sound enclosure. Oh, it muffles the sound. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, fine. Whatever. I guess if it scares small children and dogs, then you don't want to be doing that. Hello?
That's what I was calling to tell you. I use that one at work.
What?
The blender.
The $1,100 blender?
Yeah, we have two of them.
Two of them?
Can I ask where you work?
Yeah, at A&M. We grind up sorghum stems.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh. Okay. And I bet y'all have great weekend parties with them. Do you get to take
no,
the blender home?
No, they're for research purposes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. So you've had a sorgarita, right?
Hello?
Hello?
What?
Hey, you need to go on YouTube and look up Will It Blend and look at what some of those blenders
are.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. Yeah, takes you back to the Bass-O-Matic, right?
Sorgarita.
Sorgarita.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Because we can't have, we've got to spend $1,200 on a blender.
Yeah.
We
can't Jimmy Buffett's Sorgaritaville.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's just perfect. Yeah.
Just Brakes.
How much are pads and shoes at Just Brakes?
Just Brakes installs new pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Really? Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines, rotors, and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines, rotors, and drums for just $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by ResPro. If you have fire or water damage, they'll help you get it cleaned up. Give them a call at 690-8659.
Improving weather conditions in the forecast for today. Any cloudiness will eventually give way to mostly sunny skies. It'll be breezy today. Temperatures only 55 to 60. Yesterday, we were up to about 75 to 80, so big changes in regards to the temperatures. It'll be clear, cold tonight, down to 30. Sunshine for tomorrow, pleasant 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear 40 to 45. We'll have sunny weather on Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Classic style and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A Marriott home is not only attractive, but it's functional and sensible. A Marriott home retains its appeal and value for many years. Magnificent homes with superior workmanship and long-lasting durability are characteristics of a Marriott home. This is Coulter Marriott, and we feel that your home should be an expression of you. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 33 years, one home at a time. Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley 5 years running.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Over the Thanksgiving weekend, Washington Post columnist Ruth Marcus told Americans who disagree with the new intrusive TSA pat-downs to grow up. The column was headlined, "Don't Touch My Junk! Grow Up, America!" Now, Ms. High and Mighty Marcus writes, "The uproar over the new procedures is overblown and immature. Although she acknowledges the images from the new screening machines are uncomfortably graphic, she describes government agents patting down your genitalia as a marginal invasion of privacy. Minor when compared to averting terror attacks. Childish to protest this stuff, she says. And Ms. Marcus also claims to know that the loudest howls of outrage emanate from those who would be quickest to blame the Obama regime for not doing enough to protect us if a bomber did slip through. You see, for liberals, the right to privacy only exists when it comes to protecting abortions or politically correct diseases. Americans concerned about being treated like common criminals for merely wanting to fly from one destination to another, or concerned about government agents hunching over toddlers examining their privates, they're stupid, they're childish, they're immature. As are those who fear images of their naked bodies somehow getting leaked. Our government and liberal journalists like Ruth Marcus apparently believe that immature Americans, rather than the terrorists who hate America, are more likely to blow up a plane. Liberals refuse to admit that those terrorists could be more really and readily identified by using profiles. Really, Ms. Marcus, I mean, who is it here that needs to grow up?
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:31, 47 degrees right now at the studios. High today, maybe 60. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The Bryan School Board has hired a national search firm to help find the district's next superintendent. BWP and Associates, which has staff in Texas, has assisted Dallas, San Antonio, Temple, and Round Rock, according to the company website. Trustees President Pat Shield says he was also impressed with the community information the company collects.
I was really impressed by the focus groups that they're going to be setting up and who they're going to meet with, the church leaders and whatnot, community leaders, and, you know, taxpaying constituents that haven't a child in school. They seem like they harped on that or stressed that more than some of the other firms did, and I was really impressed that, you know, they've kind of done their homework. They've already know what our rankings are. They've looked at our PEAMS reports, our AEIS reports. You know, I think they already have a plan of what their plan is once they, you know, are notified that they've been hired.
BWP was one of two finalists who made a presentation at Monday's meeting. The district will pay $14,500 plus expenses. It may be full steam ahead for the new Scott & White Hospital and Clinic in College Station, but there were some tense moments along the way. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Before city council approval came more than 1 hour of allegations aired by lawyers from Scott & White and the neighboring landowners. Scott & White's general counsel, Judge Jimmy Carroll of Belton, used a country illustration to describe the stalemate.
You go to your neighbor and say,
we need to build a fence, and would you split the cost with me? And the neighbor says, no, I can't afford it, don't want to, whatever. And you say, okay, I understand. So you set out to build a fence, and it's going to be a lovely fence exactly on the property line. It's going to reflect well on your house. It's going to do everything you want. And your neighbor says, no, I don't like the fact that that does not reflect on my house. I want you to change the architectural style of the fence that I won't participate in the building of to reflect the architectural style of my house.
Neighbor and landowner Brian Perry dropped his protest after Scott and White offered to build access roads to his property as city streets are put in associated with the development.
And one of the concerns was just getting access to Medical Avenue, and we couldn't tell what phase they were going to be in, if this was ever going to happen. Now Mr. Cunningham has assured us that these will be built early. I think we feel comfortable withdrawing our protest.
Perry's statement was followed by applause, then council approval changing the zoning and selling the land for the Scott and White campus. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Funeral services have been announced for Johnny Lyon, the owner of the Texas Hall of Fame, died of cancer Sunday. Services for Lyon are at noon next Monday at the hall. His death marks the second passing of a high-profile member of the local live music scene following the August death of Willie Bennett. There's plenty of hustle and bustle going on this holiday season for Voices for Children. CASA of the Brazos Valley, the agency serving children placed in foster homes in Brazos, Grimes, and Burleson counties, has four projects on its plate. The nonprofit is collecting volunteers for its operation renovation of its offices in mid-January.
We are looking for volunteers to help on the demolition and construction side, helping to haul out materials or, demolish walls, paint, that type of thing. And then we also are looking for volunteers that will help on the hospitality side, maybe help feed our volunteers that are out there. It's going to be a 24-hour operation each of those days.
Executive Director Leanna Lowy says Wednesday marks the start of their second seasonal fundraiser.
We're calling it 12 Days of Christmas, and each day is going to stand for something that's meaningful to the work that our advocates and our staff and our board do for on behalf of abused and neglected children.
Lowy says toys and gift wrapping supplies are being collected through tomorrow for foster kids, and applications are being accepted for the next round of CASA volunteer training. If you'd like to find out more about how you could get involved with Voices for Children, you can find this story on our website, WTAW.com. Congress and the president today began negotiations on whether to extend the Bush-era tax cuts. But as Jim Forsyth reports, regardless of what Congress does, the new year will bring the most radical tax changes ever.
And estate planning attorney Marty Roos says that gives you 1 month to prepare. He says this Christmas will be a great time for gifts because gift taxes are either gone or at their lowest level in nearly a century.
Grandparents may want to consider making gifts to grandchildren in light of the repeal of the generation skipping tax, and that was this year only.
Roos says even if the Bush income tax cuts continue, the one-year halt in the inheritance tax will not. It could be 55% next year, so now's also the time to prepare for that. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
A Wisconsin high school is closed today after a 15-year-old student held 23 fellow students and a teacher hostage yesterday. The five-hour standoff ended when the student shot himself. No word on his condition. And the defense attorney and friends of an Oregon Muslim accused of plotting to blow up last Friday's Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland say the 19-year-old was set up by authorities. But federal prosecutors say Mohammed Osman Mohammed was told that children potentially would be harmed. Mohammed pleaded not guilty yesterday in federal court. WTAW News Time is 7:36, 47 degrees right now. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is the best chili cheese dog ever.
Did you know St. Joseph is now ranked top 10% in vascular surgery?
And it tastes even better while watching the game in my favorite recliner.
Plus, they're five-star rated for joint replacement.
But I think I'm going to have a heart attack if they don't score soon.
Did I mention St. Joseph received five stars for coronary intervention?
Hey, do we have any ice cream left?
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to SJPrevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
A table of champagne glasses, each containing a cubic zirconia, except one that holds a $6,000 cut diamond. That's just part of the Champagne and Diamonds fundraiser benefiting the BCS Prenatal Clinic. It's the biggest fundraiser of the year, and it helps the prenatal clinic help over 11,000 women and children. Friday at Miramont. Reserve your seat or RSVP now. 846-7077. 846-7077. Champagne and Diamonds for the Prenatal Clinic. Reserve your seats at Miramont now, 846-7077.
Hey, it's 7:37 right now. Let's check some weather brought to you by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Good morning. Cold fronts off to our east this morning, but the cloudiness has yet to completely clear the area. We'll see sunshine develop as we head through today. The clouds move out. It'll be breezy, much cooler today, only 55 to 60. Clear tonight, lows will be around 30. We'll have sunny weather tomorrow, highs 60 to 65. Tomorrow night's clear, lows will drop off to about 40. During the day Thursday, we'll see sunshine, and temperatures on Thursday are going to be around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolden for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie basketball, Aggie men will play their next four games at home. We'll talk about that. North Texas has a new football coach, Dan McCarney, used to be at Iowa State, you might recall. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
So, of course, we got sidetracked on
blenders
and sorghum ritas, but to finish up our list to help guys out because we need it, gifts to not buy girlfriends or wives.
True. Yes, that's okay. How it all got started.
That's it. The losing weight thing, the lawnmower thing.
Small appliances.
And tires for the car. Okay. Do not buy anything that you bought by calling a toll-free number you saw on television late at night when most people are asleep. Do not give her cash. Sure, money is nice, but just kind of handing some 20s over is not a very thoughtful gift. No pre-made gift baskets of anything that would include things like, I don't know, smelly things or lotions or shampoos or hazelnut blend, whatever. Okay.
Well, wait, were we talking shampoo or coffee there? I mean,
well, oh, there's a
big difference.
Oh, there's hazelnut. Sure, there's hazelnut shampoo. Never heard. You never smelled hazelnut shampoo?
I have. No.
Okay. Oh, I have.
Oh, okay. Good.
And also, don't get her the same thing you got her last year, even if she liked it, okay? And again, all these bets are off if she tells you that's what she wants, okay? Now, it wouldn't hurt to ask. You really can. You don't have to be a mind reader. Just ask and say,
well, tell me what you want for Christmas.
Hey, it's time for the 12 days of Christmas and how much that costs now.
Yeah.
Nearly $2,000 more than last year because of the cost of gold going up in the five gold rings. The PNC Financial Group does this every year. Total price tag has increased 9% to $21,400. The $1,900 increase represents the second highest jump ever. In past years, the price of five gold rings has gone up 30%. The eight maids of milking is still at minimum wage. That's a good deal. If you want to just get your favorite day, maybe you could do that. Just have eight maids of milking show up.
Yeah.
That'd go over well.
Remember The Office last year.
Yes. Yeah. Nine ladies dancing. That was up 15%. 10 lords of leaping is up 8%. The 11 pipers piping and the 12 drummers drumming, both up 3% because.
And that wouldn't be 23 team. Annoying people at all,
no,
right there.
No. I don't think that'd be a problem at all. I think it'd be well represented. Hello.
Just remember, though, it's about to be the 20 days of Whataburger.
Hello.
Yes.
Does that include union wages or non-union wages?
Yeah, that's union. That's the reason that the drummers and the pipers went up some, but just not a whole lot. Hey, Sarah Palin was in Houston yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was.
She shopping or what?
No, I think she was doing the book thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
of course she was.
She was signing books. Mm-hmm. By the way, Sarah isn't as down to earth as she makes people believe. Star Magazine reports that, well, Sarah has some demands when it comes to the old speaking engagements. For instance, first-class travel on a private jet, only a Lear 60 or bigger.
Oh, well, good. Sure.
Yeah, a suite and two single rooms at a luxury hotel, pre-screened questions if she's taking them from the audience, and two bottles of water with bendable straws.
Well, we want her in charge.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
And bendable straws.
Bendable straws. That's exactly right. Can't, because after all, flexibility, it's all about that. Okay, here's our list of the most fascinating people that Barbara Walters will be talking to. Sandra Bullock.
Ah.
Justin.
Ask her about that.
That tattooed
up ex-husband really, running around on her.
Justin Bieber.
Of course, yeah.
And Betty White.
What kind of a tree are you?
Yeah.
A really old one.
Yeah, they've landed some of the most popular year-end countdowns, broadcasters, and Barbara Walters has got that in here. Okay, here's who else we got. Sarah, the aforementioned Sarah. LeBron James.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer Lopez. The cast of the MTV reality series Jersey Shores, Kate Middleton, whose engagement to the British Prince William was announced earlier this month. Barbara's pick of the most fascinating persons will be revealed on her annual list. Oh, these are the semi-finalists, I guess. Last year, I know we all remember who was in the top spot. Be Michelle Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah, okay, good.
No.
Okay.
Don't remember that.
Did you do the story about the Buffalo Bills receiver who dropped the football and blamed God, dropped the touchdown pass?
I didn't do actually. The story was on Fox, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what he tweeted after the fact?
Yeah. Apparently, he changed his tune.
He said he prayed every day. Why did God
do
that to
him? He said, "I praise you 24/7. How could you do this to me?"
Right.
Okay,
first it was a bad drop if you saw it, though. Well, I mean, it was right in his hands.
Excuse me, it's football, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay,
sorry, God had other things on his schedule that day.
Exactly. Well, no, I mean, really, if that guy can't catch that ball, I mean, really.
God help him, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, goodness gracious.
Anyway, Monday he changed his tune. No, I did not blame God, people. Seriously, come on. I simply cried out and asked why.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're not going to get into a theological discussion, but geez, it's football, okay? It's just football. All right, so you want to talk about overdrafts, or you want to talk about what?
Yeah, God saw the replay and said, "You dropped that thing."
Really?
I was really paying attention to something else. I thought you'd have that one for sure.
I figured you could handle that one by yourself.
Yeah. When it hits you between the numbers, pal, come on.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I was going to say, God's plenty busy with his own team right now.
Yeah, that's true.
I heard what you did there.
Nice. They got that new coach. What do you want, right? All right. All right, so do we want to talk about overdrafts or do we want to talk about gift cards? I mean, you know, one's more pleasant than the other, that's for sure. We're just trying to help you out because there are people who are going to...
Overdrafts are $365 a year.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
This is gift card time, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, it was the gift card thing is much more pleasant because the other one is a lecture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here we go. Holiday shoppers will no doubt be picking up gift cards because they're convenient for friends and the ones that you truly love. So count yourself among the really, really fortunate if you get gift cards from, here are the top 10. Number 10, Walgreens.
Yeah.
Number 9.
They do have a little bit of everything.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Number 9, Starbucks. Number 8, Best Buy. Number 7, give this one, Costco, since we don't have one here.
Mm. Yeah, really? Knock yourself out there, sweet pea.
Go do that. Yeah, let's see. Number 6 is Lowe's. Number 5 is Home Depot. Number 4 is Visa. Goes anywhere, right? Yeah. Number 3 is Target. Number 2 is Amazon. And number 1 is Walmart. That's the number 1. That's the number 1 list.
You can pretty much buy any of those at any grocery store.
Yeah, they've started doing that, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they've been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
But it's amazing, the rack of cards there, just about everything.
Once again, so you can give a gift card for a business that's not here.
Yeah.
Just perfect. And buy that from a company that's not based here. Yeah, that's spending at home. That's good.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
When you look in the mirror, do you see fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth? If you'd like to reverse those signs of aging, the Cool Touch laser treatment is for you. Cool Touch is a unique type of laser energy which rebuilds and replenishes your own natural collagen, leaving your skin softer and younger. Cool Touch is also approved for treatment of moderate to severe acne and acne scars. There's no downtime following the procedure. For more information on the Cool Touch laser, call Child's Dermatology Clinic at 696-4444.
Our minds are driven to avoid pain. So why are many teens hurting themselves? I'm Dr. Julie Slattery with Focus on the Family. Over 10% of teenagers have engaged in self-mutilating behaviors like cutting, burning their skin, or a new form of injury called embedding. Healthcare workers are concerned that teenagers are inserting metal or wood objects into their skin. Far from being a teenage fad, these types of self-injury usually indicate a deeper psychological issue. What many people don't realize is that self-injury is often motivated by the desire to deal with abstract pain by creating a visible wound. As one teen said, "It's a lot easier to deal with my physical pain than my emotional pain. At least I can see it." Cutting and burning also releases endorphins into the bloodstream, and that creates a temporary high. Teens who may be engaging in self-injury usually spend a lot of time alone, and they can go to great lengths to hide their wounds and scars. They're often embarrassed and even ashamed by their behavior, but they don't know how to ask for help. If you suspect that your teen may be at risk for self-injury, contact a mental health professional immediately. We here at Focus on the Family can help you find one in your area if you call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. Or you can always visit our website at focusonthefamily.com. We're here to help your family thrive. For Focus on the Family, I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Good morning again, everybody. One more time, let's take a look at sports. A&M women's basketball team is ranked number 7 in the country now, up from 8th after the AP poll was released yesterday. The Aggies are 5-0 after going to Cancun and beating Arizona and Michigan. There are 6 Big 12 teams ranked in the top 25. Baylor is still number 2, second to UConn. UConn number 1 for a 43rd straight week now. Oklahoma's 11th, Texas 17th, Iowa State 19th, and Nebraska is 24th. The Aggie women will host Cal Saturday at 11 o'clock and then head to Durham, North Carolina, Cameron Fieldhouse next Monday to battle now 5th-ranked Duke in the Jimmy V Women's Classic. The A&M men's basketball team, they're among those receiving votes in the top 25 with their 5-1 start. The Aggies beat 21st-ranked Temple in the final game of that Old Spice Classic over Thanksgiving weekend near Orlando. They got 6 votes in the latest AP poll. Duke leads the list, followed by Ohio State, Pitt, then a couple of Big 12 teams. Kansas is 4th and Kansas State is 5th. Missouri is 9th, Baylor 11th. They're both undefeated. Once beaten Texas is ranked 19th. Aggies will play their next 4 at home, Stephen F. Austin at Reed Arena Thursday, Pacific on Saturday, and next week Prairie View and Washington come to Reed Arena. Looking to shed the label BCS Buster, TCU is moving from the Mountain West Conference to the Big East Conference after the 2011-2012 academic year. The shift will provide TCU automatic access to the Bowl Championship Series and their 5 big money games. The Big East currently has 8 football teams and 1 of 6 automatic qualifiers. The Horned Frogs wrapped up their second consecutive undefeated regular season in Mountain West title Saturday and moved up to number 3 in the BCS standings. That's the highest for a non-qualifying team. The Horned Frogs are in line for a chance to play for the national championship if Auburn or Oregon were to lose this weekend. The Frogs likely, though, will play in the Rose Bowl if Auburn and Oregon both win. Probably play Wisconsin. TCU was a BCS buster for the first time last year when they lost to Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl. North Texas has a new head football coach. He's former Iowa State head coach Dan McCarney. He'll be introduced this afternoon. McCarney will be the first coach in their new facility in 2011. North Texas fired Todd Dodge at midseason, finished 3-9, but had a good game, 49-41, lost to Kansas State in their finale last Saturday. Under Dodge, North Texas went 6-37 in 3.5 years. After he was fired at Iowa State after 12 seasons and taken the Cyclones to 5 bowl games in his last 7, McCarney was hired at South Florida. Went there for 1 year and then went to Florida as an assistant the last 3 years. Michigan Athletic Director Dave Brandon said he's not letting speculation about Rich Rodriguez's future change his timetable to evaluate the coach. Brandon reiterated yesterday that he doesn't do performance reviews of coaches until their season is over. That'll make for another uncomfortable month for Rodriguez. He did help the Wolverines qualify for a bowl for the first time in 3 seasons, but lost their 3rd straight to Ohio State, the rival, capping a 7-5 season that had started with 5 straight wins. Michigan finished 3-6 in Big Ten play. San Francisco is 4-7 and just a game out of the NFL playoff spot. Brian Westbrook rushed for 136 yards and a TD in relief of injured Frank Gore to lead the 49ers to a 27-6 win over Arizona at Arizona last night. Dirk Nowitzki scored 20 points and had 10 rebounds to lead Dallas to a 101-91 win over Houston. The Mavericks have won 6 in a row. And a full postseason share on the World Series champion San Francisco was worth $317,631 per player. That's down from the record $350,000 for the New York Yankees in 2009. The commissioner's office said a full share on the losing Texas Rangers was $246,000 and change. The NL champion Phillies pocketed $265,000 last year. The players' pool of $54.9 million is down from a record $59 million last season. And finally, there will be a special edition of the Aggie Hour tonight. A&M football coach Mike Sherman. He'll be at Wings and More on University, and you can hear the show from 7 to 8 right here on 1620. That's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville at 7:54. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Shell experts here. We're at Kroger, springing some great Shell news on people.
We're telling everyone that all those cheese crinkles and other groceries you buy at Kroger can help you save at Shell.
Yes, sir. Every 100 points you earn with your Kroger Plus card, you instantly save 10 cents a gallon on Shell nitrogen-enriched gasoline.
Life does not get much better.
Fuel points redeemable at participating Shell stations. Fuel savings are limited up to 35 gallons per purchase. See Kroger stores for details or go to www.shell.us/Kroger.
Visit Max Food Marts all over BCS to save 10 cents on gas.
It's a buyer's market right now in real estate, very competitive right now. If you are thinking about selling your home, you want to make sure that your home stands out above the crowd. You also want to make sure that you prepare your home and price your home in a range that's going to attract buyers. Zweiger and Associates can help you do that. They research and maintain a database not only of past but current real estate trends and statistics right here in Bryan College Station, and even more specifically in your own neighborhood. What that does is that allows them to accurately evaluate your home's value. That way you don't underprice it, but you don't overprice it either. You don't have to have your home on the market for an extended period of time. Not only that, Zweiger & Associates sells 43% faster and for 2.4% more than other homes in the Bryan College Station area. Zweiger & Associates can help you out. Give them a try. Go to zarealestate.com for Zweiger & Associates, zarealestate.com.
In a world full of artificial this, genetically modified that, and virtually simulated everything, there's thankfully still an appreciation for the real deal. I'm referring, of course, to the BMW 3 Series, the one Car and Driver praised as the car we'd like to drive every day, and named to their 10 best list a record-breaking 19 consecutive years, the one that's faster and more powerful than the A4, the C300, and the IS250.
the one that includes no-cost maintenance, while those others do not, and the only one that deserves to be called the ultimate driving machine. So celebrate the real deal, the 3 Series, at a BMW center today. Claim based on published 3 Series sedan and competitors 0 to 60 in horsepower. January 2010, car and driver cited. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, so the average worker admits to frittering away 3 hours per eight-hour workday.
I believe that's the second time you've used fritter as a verb.
You
this
like
morning.
That? Yeah. Not including lunch and your scheduled breaks.
Ah.
Because we have scheduled breaks around here. Whenever you hear dead air, it's because we're in a scheduled break.
Yeah, we're smoking again.
That's it.
Some people say we do it from 6 to 9 every morning.
Cited distractions at work. 44% say web surfing. 23% socializing with coworkers.
So, hey.
That'd be 67% right there. 4% spacing out. Kind of like that. And 1% would be applying for other jobs.
Oh, my gosh.
64% of workers admit to using the Internet for personal purposes. That's 64%, which means the other 35.5%
are lying.
That's it.
Yeah.
60% of all online purchases are made during regular work hours. 65% of YouTube viewers watch between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays when at work. 77% of workers who have Bookface accounts use it during the work hours. And the percentage of workers who would consider quitting if Bookface was banned at work, of the 25 to 65-year-olds, 16% would consider quitting. Of the 18 to 24-year-olds, 39.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Moms and dads fear the worst. 23 high school students in Marinette, Wisconsin, held hostage at gunpoint, but freed unharmed.
Oh, it was good. It was good. Yeah. It was a very relief.
But the student who held them for 5 hours is in bad shape. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Dave, the teenage gunman, is in serious condition after shooting himself, according to Marinette Police Chief Jeff Skorick.
Investigators located two handguns. One was a 9mm semi-automatic. The second was a .22 caliber semi-automatic handgun.
Skorick says officers stormed the classroom after 5 students were released because they had to use the restroom, and then shots were heard. Police were concerned about the remaining students. None was hurt. Still no word on a motive. Dave?
Jennifer, can President Obama find common ground with Republicans? They'll meet today for the first time since the election. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
It's time to get serious. That's the message Republicans say they're carrying into this morning's meeting. In an editorial today, John Boehner, the next House Speaker, and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell say that Democrats must prioritize and choose struggling middle-class families and small businesses over the demands of their liberal base. But the president warns that Republicans might read too much into their election gains.
It would be unwise to assume they prefer one way of thinking over another.
The first big clash will be over taxes, with the president wanting to allow taxes to rise on upper-income Americans, while Republicans don't. Dave?
Mike, more classified U.S. communications have been posted by WikiLeaks. Some involve China.
The documents show U.S. officials speculating that Beijing would accept North Korea's collapse and Seoul's leadership of a reunified Korea. No reaction from Beijing, but a spokesman today saying America must deal with the leak appropriately.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin. Drew Brees is Sportsman of the Year. Sports Illustrated honoring the quarterback for leading the Saints to a Super Bowl title and for helping inspire off the field, working to help New Orleans recover from Katrina. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Hurry in for great deals on Bridgestone and Michelin tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Everybody says I make the best ribs in Nelson County, but I wasn't winning any blue ribbons managing my diabetes. There was a lot of information out there, but it was frustrating trying to get the answers I needed. Then my company partnered with United Healthcare. They provide on-site screenings, even healthy cooking tips. Now that's a recipe I'm keeping.
Turning complex data into easy tools. We're 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's Health in Numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at healthinnumbers.com.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, when you think about the holidays, you may think of snow. Well, I think of Grow. The holidays are growing closer. My list is growing bigger. It's why Half Price Books is the only place I shop, because my budget is about the only thing that isn't growing. At Half Price Books, their gift choices always grow this time of year. Tons of new stuff, especially for holiday shopping. And almost everything is half price or less, so I always have enough left for somebody really special. Me! Who wouldn't really love a new book on their favorite hobby or passion? Plus, CD and movie box sets, toys and games for the kids, perfect stocking stuffers. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt. Jenny and I just bought a $25 gift card for Uncle Wiley and got a $5 coupon for ourselves to use in January. You can even do that online at hpb.com. Half Price Books for the holidays on South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. Find out more or even drop me a note at hpb.com.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at TogetherWeSave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Welcome to Traditions Club, the prettiest master plan community in the Brazos Valley. Traditions Club is proud to announce that their new clubhouse is now open. Already regarded as one of the best private club communities in Texas, the new clubhouse is sure to enhance an already extravagant experience. Log on to traditionsclub.com for more information. Call 979-821-2582. Traditions, voted best golf course and the 2010 best of the Brazos.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control, bugging bugs since 1947.
WTAW News Time is 8:06, 46 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 60. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. It's brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The Bryan School Board took little time to select a search firm in assisting with finding the district's next superintendent. Following presentations from the two finalists on Monday, trustees unanimously offered the job to a nationwide company with Texas ties. Board President Pat Shield says BWP and Associates presented a more positive attitude toward considering internal candidates.
The firm we did not use does not usually have a practice of using internal candidates. The BWP firm will include anybody that wants to apply and sort through them with us and let us know of everyone that, you know, that has applied. So maybe that, you know, I'm for finding the best person, whether that person's internal or external. So, you know, we didn't want to leave a stone unturned. The one thing about this board, they really do feel like we want to find the best individual to replace Mike. And whether that person's here or has been here or has never been here, that I don't think that's as big a concern as finding the most important, best candidate out there.
The district will pay $14,500 plus expenses. Before College Station City Council gave the green light for Scott and White to build a new hospital and clinic, there was some drama. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details on that.
The stage was the city council meeting. The plot included allegations made by Scott and White and neighboring landowners Brian and Noelle Perry.
This past September, we were approached by Scott and White representatives with a proposal involving Medical Avenue and a small land swap between us and Scott and White. By early November, we discovered that Scott and White had changed this sensible and fair layout, created a new one, and didn't have the decency to inform us of the change. In recent weeks, my husband, with our attorneys and engineers, have worked in good faith to attempt to negotiate with Mr. Cunningham a more reasonable plan for Track 5 and Medical Avenue, resulting in only having doors slammed in our face.
From Scott and White attorney John Cunningham.
We're through making offers to Mr. Perry. We've done our best. We cannot make a deal with Mr. Perry. He will never agree to anything that, in our opinion, is remotely fair to us. Nothing will ever be good enough short of us just giving him the continuous frontage that he wants.
The episode ended in a compromise. As Scott and White build streets, access roads will go to the Perry's acreage. The Perry's dropped their protest to Scott and White keeping a buffer zone of land along the common border. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Funeral arrangements have been announced for Texas Hall of Fame owner Johnny Lyon, who died Sunday of cancer. Services will be held at the hall next Monday at noon. Lyon owned the Hall of Fame since 1978. Voices for Children, CASA of the Brazos Valley, has four projects either winding down and or ready to begin. Executive Director Leanna Lowy says tomorrow begins their second annual seasonal fundraiser.
We thought we would tie it in. A lot of people are thinking about end-of-year giving and what they'd like to do with maybe a little bit left over that they have this year. And if you feel fortunate and you have some to give back, we certainly hope that you'll consider Voices for Children.
The $12,000 goal will provide a CASA volunteer advocate to eight children in foster care living in Brazos, Burleson, and Grimes counties. Lowy says it's also not too late to contribute to their toy drive or to volunteer for their operation renovation of their offices in mid-January. They're also accepting applications for their next round of CASA volunteer training. To find out more, you can find the story on our website, WTAW.com. And one proposal would have state lawmakers in Austin every year instead of every other year for legislative sessions.
It's not the first time Laredo Democratic State Representative Richard Raymond has proposed yearly legislative sessions. He says there would be odd year full sessions and even year budget sessions, meaning we'd get away from passing two-year budgets.
If it were a good idea, counties, cities, schools would have two-year budgets. None of them do. Everybody does this one-year budget.
He says if this were already the case, the state could have dealt with the current budget crisis differently and maybe avoided such a huge shortfall that lawmakers will now have to deal with in January. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:10, 46 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic number one sheet metal and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
A pool is more than a place to swim.
It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. That's 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Ah, the holidays are here again. The office parties, home parties, school activities, the shopping, the baking and wrapping. Did I mention the shopping? Your to-do list suddenly got a lot bigger. This year, call Molly Maid and let the cleaning professionals take your home off the to-do list. Molly Maid provides a customized cleaning plan designed around your lifestyle. With Molly Maid, you get a clean you can trust. Call Molly Maid today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com to find out what Molly Maid can do for you.
Brazos Valley weather. Let's check it. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on a business. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Improving weather conditions in the forecast for today. Any cloudiness will eventually give way to mostly sunny skies. It'll be breezy today. Temperatures only 55 to 60. Yesterday, we were up to about 75 to 80, so big changes in regards to the temperatures. It'll be clear, cold tonight, down to 30. Sunshine for tomorrow, pleasant 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear 40 to 45. We'll have sunny weather on Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
813. I love U.S. Americans because they find a, I mean, there are a million ways to make money in this country. And once again, these people have pretty well, I guess, raced this product to market. They got it here as fast as they could.
Uh-huh.
But an enterprising American has now come up with underwear that is imprinted in metallic ink so it can be read by the scanners. That have the text of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution on it. That's the one about the unreasonable search and seizure.
There you go.
So if you want to go ahead and just make the TSA person angry, challenge them, if you will, throw the gauntlet down, there you are.
Yeah. And what about the pursuit of happiness one? Because, you know, patted down doesn't make me happy.
No, I understand. Well,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, they have any number of versions. They have just the standard T-shirt, small, medium, large, and extra large and double X for you people who have a lot more to hide. And then, of course, they have the underwear for women. And then they have another one for children that I think basically has different wording on it, not having to do with the Fourth Amendment, that basically would be their version of why are you looking at this. And so,
oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So anyway, so it's out there and it's available for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Again.
Yeah, have the boss walk in on you looking at those online.
Yeah, that'll be a good thing. All right, a brewery in Holland has created a beer just for dogs. Because after all, Ashley's here. Have you ever known anybody whose dog was named Fido? Have you ever known anybody?
I have known dogs
really?
Named
have
Fido,
really?
Yes.
Okay. Do people apologize when they name their dog Fido? I
they don't. They think it's cool.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well because, because like you just said, Scott, I mean, do you know any dogs named Fido? Yeah. So actually, where you think it's a common name, it's probably quite unique.
Yeah, that's anyway.
Because it's so common.
I still think you need to name a dog Kitty just to confuse people.
Sure.
All right, anyway, ironically, this new beverage is called dog beer, amazingly enough.
Oh, well, that's a stretch.
There you go.
Imagine that's made from beef extracts and malt. It is brewed to be alcohol-free, so you don't have to worry about dog hangovers. Plus, it's just not good for them either. Rover.
Or, don't worry about your dog falling into the moat.
Yeah.
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 Your dog getting beer goggles.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. For large dogs, we recommend one bottle a day. The beer is being launched this week throughout Europe, being marketed as a way for dog owners and their pets to enjoy a beer together. You know what? The dog doesn't care if the guy dropped the pass in the fourth down. Okay? He just doesn't care. It's not his deal. All right. Anyway, Ashley's here this morning from the animal shelter. How are you today?
I'm good.
Wonderful. What's going on?
Well, we are pretty busy the next coming weeks. We have got adoptions out at PetSmart, of course, this weekend.
Sure.
We're also out at Santa's Wonderland. So if you haven't had an opportunity to go out there, of course, that's a really cool thing to do in and of itself.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it is just such a neat place.
Yeah.
And we are out there with a booth on Saturday and Sunday evenings, both from 6 to 9. So stop by and visit us, and we'll have some pets out there for you to come by and interview with and maybe think about adoption.
But can't take one home. Right.
Right. We're not actually doing adoptions at Santa's Wonderland. It's not really the venue for that. But we'll have some pets out there available. And if you're interested, you can do the application, and we'll follow up with you on the Monday following that weekend. So we've got that going on. On December 9th, we have a new partnership that we're doing. The Arts Council of the Brazos Valley is doing their Kept Animal Reception. It's an art show that they've got going right now.
Okay.
And they're doing a reception December 9th from 5 to 7. So the shelter is going to be out there. We'll have some information. We're going to be showcasing some adoptable pets and also the plans for the new building, which are in the process of being put together. But you'll be able to come out and see kind of where we're headed.
Sure.
For the new facility. So we're excited about that, to be working with the Arts Council this coming week. If you are down in the downtown Bryan area, the Forsyth Gallery did a trim a tree project this year, and the shelter has a Christmas tree down there. So they're taking votes on the different trees that are decorated down at the Forsyth Gallery. And then I believe they're announcing the winner at First Friday, which is coming up this week as well.
Right.
So lots of stuff going on with us. We have a really cool dog that we want to talk about needing a home. Her name is Shaylee, and she's actually been with us since the middle of September. The staff fell in love with her. She's just she's about 40 pounds, brindle mixed dogs. She's just a sweetheart. Needed some eye surgery. So one of our local vets worked with us in a foster home, got her through the surgery. And she's been through the A&M spay neuter program. She's pretty energetic. So if you're looking for a couch potato dog, Shaylee is not the one for you.
Okay, she needs to be out and moving around. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but the staff really wanted me to talk about her this morning because we're really pulling to get her a really good home. Coming into the holidays is the perfect time to add a pet to your family. So I want to talk about Shaylee this morning. She will be on our Pet Finder and also on our Facebook today, so you can see pictures of her there or just come by the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Headed into the holiday season, folks are traveling. So be sure that your pet has identification. Collar and tag is a really good option. Microchip is a permanent option, so they can't lose that. I know that Branton and Xavier were doing some microchips right up till 6 o'clock last night on some pets that were going home. And so good idea, whether you're traveling with your pet or whether you're leaving your pet at home while you travel, make sure they have identification so we can get them home. And we've got some cold weather coming up, so take precautions for your pets. If they can be inside, that's the best place for them. If not, make sure they can get out of the wet and out of the cold in a dog house or some kind of area that's out of the bad weather. So lots of stuff going on with us.
Okay, and then go to your website.
Website is brazosanimalshelter.org. We're at 2207 Finfeather in Bryan, or you can give us a call at 775-5755.
All right, thanks a bunch.
Right, thank you.
You bet. Visit with the folks from the shelter on Tuesdays is brought to you by the Jewelry and Coin Exchange in the IHOP Shopping Center.
Hi, I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Christmas will be here soon, and we would love to invite you to our store to see all of our beautiful jewelry. With over 6,000 new items from fun fashion jewelry to 4-carat diamonds, we are sure to have just what you're looking for. You don't have to wait for a sale. Our prices are the lowest every day. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is where your dreams come true within your budget. Diamond earrings are a favorite all year long, from diamond studs to diamond hoops, and they are our number one seller for Christmas. We have the best selection, and we guarantee the best prices in town. Remember, we pay top prices for diamonds, gold, silver, platinum, silver flatware, coins, and fine watches. Please come to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange for a great jewelry buying experience at 313 College Avenue in College Station, or give us a call at 846-2400.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital's an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. Fans turn any ordinary night into one to remember at Aggie men's and women's basketball games. New for the 2010-11 basketball seasons are group ticket packages. The packages are great for hosting employee outings, youth sport teams, and church groups. Purchase tickets for 20 or more and see your group's name in lights on 12th Man TV. For more information, contact the marketing department, 979-862-5431. Aggie basketball. This is home. Aggie basketball team has a couple of games this week at home, starting first of all with a 7 o'clock game against Stephen F. Austin. That game will tip at 7 o'clock. We'll have the broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network starting at 6:30 that night on the court at Reed. Women's basketball's got a game with Cal. That will be Saturday at 11 a.m. Cal, the opponent, 11 a.m. Saturday morning on the court at Reed. Men's team will take on Pacific that night. The University of Pacific and the Aggies will go at it at 7, our 6:30 broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. One thing that's been happening early on in the beginning of this season is it's being called pretty tight, especially in the area of hand checks. Coach Turgeon addressed that at a press conference and said that the players and the coaches, as well as the officials, will adjust to this as we move deeper into this season. Mark Turgeon.
You know, I think a couple things will happen. One is teams will adjust, and officials will adjust. But they are definitely trying to let the flow of the let offense flow. And the one that they're calling a lot right now is a hand check, and even if it's just for a second, you know. And I think there'll be some common sense and consistency that goes on with that as we go forward. But I like the recommendations of what they're trying to do. It's happening, you know, all over the country. And we keep talking about adjusting, and a lot of ours is just a little bit of laziness and sloppiness. We're not as drilled as we need to be yet, and that'll help when we get there and get in a little bit better shape and playing shape.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Mark Turgeon, the team with a very successful trip this past weekend, going to Orlando for the Old Spice tournament, going 2-1 and getting a big win over a ranked Temple team on Sunday in a hard-fought battle that went down to less than 10 seconds. Aggie Hour tonight, a special edition. Head coach Mike Sherman joins you on the Aggie Hour from 7 until 8. Special edition post-football. We expect Von Miller and Cyrus Gray to join us. We invite you to join us at Wings and More University Drive. Show will be broadcast on WTAW 1620 in the local market, as well as the Aggie Radio Network. I'm Dave South, and that's the Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Services, a 6-county area, accepts Medicare and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
A23, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Jordan's here this morning from the Chamber of Commerce. What's going on in your world? How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing all right. So what you got? I'm sure a list of stuff that's going on.
A list of things going on. In fact, coming up tomorrow on Wednesday, December 1st, we got a deluxe ribbon cutting. And that's with the Jessica Gay Lavender Agency through Farmers Insurance. And she's out there off of Copy Bridge Road. I just say it's easier instead of trying to get directions because people always say Copy Bridge. I say just Google map it. Put in 4180 Copy Bridge Road.
Okay.
Or Google Jessica Gay Lavender Agency. So,
okay.
Anyway, that's at 4:30 to 5:30. So we want to welcome her to the chamber with her deluxe ribbon cutting. And then coming up, we got a couple things going on next week as well. It's maybe the holiday season, but we don't take the holidays off. We're always going. So business never stops, so we never stop.
There you are.
Tuesday, December 7th, a week from today, we have our next health and wellness luncheon. We've been doing a series of these where we been talking about the healthcare reform, and kind of the first one was an overview of the bill and how it was going to impact you. Well, this one's going to be presented by Scott Lee. He's with the Texas Restaurant Association, but he's also versed in insurance and small business insurance and how that affects. So that's going to be his topic, is
okay,
how this healthcare bill is going to affect the small business. So
mm-hmm.
It kind of goes down from the big view down to the smaller views. It's going to be a really good little session there. So that's next Tuesday. It's a luncheon. It's going to be at Briarcrest Country Club. It goes from 11:45 to 1. RSVP or a ticket is required. It's $20, and we do recommend that you RSVP in advance. You can call us at 260-5200, or you can go on the website, bcschamber.org. And that's thank you to the Physician Center, Texas Health, Trend with Charlin Village Foods for sponsoring that. And then that Thursday, we have our next business after hours, Easterwood Airport. This one's always a fun one. They're always doing new things out there, and John Happ, the director's always got new exciting things to talk about.
Right.
So parking is free. That's always the big question.
Okay.
Yes, parking is free out there during that time. So that goes 5:30 to 7. You don't have to be a chamber member to come out. It's a networking opportunity. just chit-chat. And there is a door prize, 2 round-trip tickets to anywhere in the continental U.S.
Oh, that's not bad.
So if that doesn't get you out, I don't know what can. So that's next Thursday, December 9. And one other thing to talk about, we got a deluxe ribbon cutting with Train with Charlie on December 16. So stick that on your calendar. A few one ribbon cutting to talk about on Friday, Scotty's House on Kent Street at 11:30 in Bryan. So thank you to Atmos Energy for being our Spotlight Platinum Spotlight member this week. And remember, shop locally.
Yes, sir. It's the most important thing. Thank you, Jordan.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yep. We visit with the folks in the chamber on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620.
Your Christmas just wouldn't be complete without a visit to the Farm Patch. The Farm Patch can help you with all of your entertaining, decorating, and gift-giving needs with the exceptional classic fruit and gourmet baskets. You can even pick up freshly shelled pecans, nuts, and fruits for your holiday baking. And the Farm Patch has freshly cut Christmas trees under the big red and white tent on University Drive behind TGI Fridays. From all of the gang at the Farm Patch, happy holidays.
Hey, the folks at David Gardner's always bringing in new events, exciting events, and today is no exception. Now, if I say to you, Gamushian, you may not know who that is. But if I say to you, little black dress in the world of fashion, you know what that means. And that is something that every lady needs. Well, the Gamushian jewelry line is much that same way. They've been around for over 100 years. And they've done some things that are pretty notable in the industry. They're based in Belgium. They do have an office here in the United States. But they do things that have really been innovations. First, the three-prong setting. And when you see it, you'll know exactly what it means. The Captiva collection. David will be showing that today. And then a change that they made, which is called the twin set collection. What that means is that diamonds are set in every prong so that basically you don't see any of the metal because it's all stones. I mean, that's what it is, and it's magnificent. I was taking a look at it yesterday on the computer. But what's exciting is that Miriam Gamushian, who is the director of marketing for the company, because this is a lady and her two daughters who run the company now, the widow of the founder of the company. And she will be at David Gardner's today from 10:30 until 3:30. Today and today only, 10:30 to 3:30, highlighting the line, showing you the different products that they have out there in the Gamushian line. And you can go to the website if you'd like to see something about them, gamushian.com. It's spelled G-U-M-U-C-H-I-A-N.com. Or go to David Gardner's today. But again, quite honestly, for a city this size to have this opportunity to meet someone who is actually in the hierarchy of the diamond industry, and again, a company that's been around for over 100 years, and they'll be there today at David Gardner's, today and today only, from 10:30 until 3:30. They're at 911 University Drive. It's David Gardner's.
Your Christmas just wouldn't be complete without a visit to the Farm Patch. The Farm Patch can help you with all of your entertaining, decorating, and gift-giving needs with the exceptional classic fruit and gourmet baskets. You can even pick up freshly shelled pecans, nuts, and fruits for your holiday baking. And the Farm Patch has freshly cut Christmas trees under the big red and white tent on University Drive behind TGI Fridays. From all of the gang at the Farm Patch, happy holidays.
You know, they're in the second year now of the refurbishing of the Memorial Student Center at Texas A&M, and that means a lot of places had to find someplace else to go, including the Forsyth Gallery, which was in the MSC and will be going back. But in the meantime, they've moved far away from campus. If you don't know, they're in downtown Bryan. Nan Curtis is in charge of the Forsyth Gallery, and she talks about the move, the ups, the downs, the good part, the not-so-good part, their plans to go back, and how they'd like to keep at least a satellite gallery downtown. Here's Nan Forsyth talking about the move to downtown and their plans to go back to campus.
Like you said, it's been bittersweet. We've really enjoyed the new patrons that we have cultivated in our downtown location. Our event attendance has actually tripled. So we have people that are coming to the museum with the intention of coming to the museum and coming specifically for the programs that we're offering, which is something that we didn't have when we were on campus. We had a lot of walk-by traffic from students that kind of, oh, what's in there? And, of course, we had a lot of people come in looking for relief from the heat during football game, pre-game receptions. But now that we're downtown, people come to the museum specifically to come to the museum. We've got new staff since we moved in, some of whom are very, very tied in with downtown Bryan, and that's helped a lot as well. And then, of course, we've all ramped up and we've all brought some more standards and practices to the museum that weren't necessarily in place a couple of years ago. And so that's helped as well. So basically the museum is growing, and it's growing exponentially, geometrically, I suppose, is another way of looking at it. We are scheduled to go back. We've been told that the renovation is scheduled to be complete spring break 2012. And on one hand, we're glad to come back. We're going to have some really great space that's been designed out for us in the new MSC. So we're looking forward to showing the running collection in that new space and being able to show more of it. But at the same time, we're really saddened by the fact, we're saddened by the prospect of having to leave downtown Bryan. I've been trying to find a way to find some people with some money that are willing to start another endowment, or maybe talk the city into increasing a mill or to do something so that we can keep the facility where we are now as a satellite museum, which would be the absolute perfect solution. The Runyon Collection must be housed on campus, so there's no question about that. But there's no reason that there can't be a satellite gallery where there can be events, activities. We've really benefited from First Friday, as I know the community has as well. We've benefited from the Texas Reds. We've benefited from the art fair that Christy Petty organized. We've benefited from everything that happens in downtown Bryan. And we've been able to bring more art to the community that way. We don't have people complaining about parking, for example. We're really, really now scrambling to try and find someone to help us make this a satellite museum so that we can keep both venues open.
We'll have more tomorrow on the Forsyth Gallery. I'm Tom Turbeville. Bravo, Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News time is 8:33, 46 degrees right now at the studios. High today, getting up to about 60. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan School Board has hired a national search firm to help find the district's next superintendent. BWP and Associates, which has staff in Texas, has assisted Dallas, San Antonio, Temple, and Round Rock, according to the company website. Trustees President Pat Shield says he was also impressed with the community information the company collects.
I was really impressed by the focus groups that they're going to be setting up and who they're going to meet with, the church leaders and whatnot, community leaders, and, you know, tax-paying constituents that haven't a child in school. They seem like they harped on that or stressed that more than some of the other firms did, and I was really impressed that, you know, they've kind of done their homework. They've already know what our rankings are. They've looked at our PEAMS reports, our AEIS reports. You know, I think they already have a plan of what their plan is once they, you know, are notified that they've been hired.
BWP was one of two finalists who made a presentation at Monday's meeting. The district will pay $14,500 plus expenses. May be full steam ahead for the new Scott & White Hospital and Clinic in College Station, but there were some tense moments along the way. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Before city council approval came more than 1 hour of allegations aired by lawyers from Scott & White and the neighboring landowners. Scott & White's general counsel, Judge Jimmy Carroll of Belton, used a country illustration to describe the stalemate.
You go to your neighbor and say, "We need to build a fence, and would you split the cost with me?" And the neighbor says, "No, I can't afford it, don't want to, whatever." And you say, "Okay, I understand." So you set out to build a fence, and it's going to be a lovely fence exactly on the property line. It's going to reflect well on your house. It's going to do everything you want. And your neighbor says, "No, I don't like the fact that that does not reflect on my house." I want you to change the architectural style of the fence that I won't participate in the building of to reflect the architectural style of my house.
Neighbor and landowner Brian Perry dropped his protest after Scott and White offered to build access roads to his property as city streets are put in associated with the development.
And one of the concerns was just getting access to Medical Avenue, and we couldn't tell what phase they were going to be in, if this was ever going to happen. Now Mr. Cunningham has assured us that these will be built early. I think we feel comfortable withdrawing our protest.
Perry's statement was followed by applause, then council approval changing the zoning and selling the land for the Scott and White campus. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Funeral services have been announced for Johnny Lyon. The owner of the Texas Hall of Fame died of cancer on Sunday. Services for Lyon are at noon next Monday at the Hall of Fame. His death marks the second passing of a high-profile member of the local live music scene following the August death of Willie Bennett. There's plenty of hustle and bustle going on this holiday season for Voices for Children, CASA of the Brazos Valley. The agency serving children placed in foster homes in Brazos, Grimes, and Burleson counties has four projects on its plate. Executive Director Leanna Lowy says Wednesday marks the start of their second seasonal fundraiser.
We're calling it 12 Days of Christmas, and each day is going to stand for something that's meaningful to the work that our advocates and our staff and our board do for on behalf of abused and neglected children.
The nonprofit is also collecting volunteers for their operation renovation at their offices in mid-January. Lowy says toys and gift wrapping supplies are being collected through Wednesday for foster kids, and applications are being accepted for the next round of CASA volunteer training. For information on any of those, you can find the story on our website, WTAW.com. Congress and the President today begin negotiations on whether to extend the Bush-era tax cuts, but as Jim Forsyth reports, regardless of what Congress does, the new year will likely bring the most radical tax changes ever.
And estate planning attorney Marty Roos says that gives you 1 month to prepare. He says this Christmas will be a great time for gifts because gift taxes are either gone or at their lowest level in nearly a century.
Grandparents may want to consider making gifts to grandchildren in light of the repeal of the generation skipping tax, and that was this year only.
Roos says even if the Bush income tax cuts continue, the one-year halt in the inheritance tax will not. It could be 55% next year, so now's also the time to prepare for that. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:38, 46 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. More local news today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Drier weather comes in from the west, and that's going to result in better weather.
No. That's not it. Let's go here.
There's different strokes for different folks. Some people really love the one-on-one of personal training. Some people really like to be a part of a group and work out that kind of energy flowing. If you hook up with my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen, she can offer you both. Ashley has personal training, of course, but with FitU, group workouts every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Call Ashley Bergen for more information. Personal training, group training. Call 492-1900, 492-1900.
Business owners, let me have a word just a minute, because you're looking at your bottom line always. And one of the things that Suddenlink can do is help you control that bottom line with Suddenlink phone service. I've got a special number for you to call. And I say phone service, but there's really more, because you can do the phone service. And by the way, it starts as low as $39.95. That gets you unlimited local and long distance calling, plus features that are popular, like caller ID, three-way calling, call waiting, and more. You get to keep the phone number that you already have. You get to keep the equipment you've already purchased, so you're saving money there. Now, you can take it and bundle it with the other services that may be popular that you're enjoying at home. You can get high-speed internet if you want to do that. If you need television in there for a waiting room or a waiting area, then Suddenlink provides that too. All with one phone call, 903-939-7245. Find out two things. Find out how much money you can save from what you're paying right now for your phone service, and how much more money you can save when you bundle. That's Suddenlink. Special number now, 903-939-7245 for Suddenlink phone services.
Drier weather comes in from the west, and that's going to result in better weather conditions across the region from Tuesday through Thursday, becoming partly cloudy overnight. By morning, we're in the lower 40s. We'll have abundant sunshine on Tuesday. It's going to be certainly cooler than it has been. Highs will be in the mid and upper 50s. Tuesday night, clear and cold with a low in the lower 30s. Sunny Wednesday in the low 60s. Thursday will be partly sunny. Temperatures on Thursday in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ow, I was just I was trying to load up some Al Franken. We haven't heard Al Franken in so long.
And he is a dynamic speaker.
He is, and I promise you this week we will have...
You got some C-SPAN or something?
Well, no. Don't you remember that part? I will work tirelessly for you. Hey, listen, let's give this away. It's Champagne and Diamonds. It's the big fundraising event for the prenatal clinic. It's coming up the 3rd. That's this Friday.
Right.
It's at Miramont. It's someplace that you need to dress up. So if you want to do this, I got a couple of tickets for you.
And you really could be giving away diamonds.
Yeah. 695-1620. Just do that, and you don't have to answer any questions. You just have to promise to show up and behave yourself. Okay?
Yeah.
Can't wear the flip flops.
That's right.
Okay. Gotta dress up for this one.
If you don't, tell them you're from a country station. Yeah.
Well, we're not a country.
I know, but if you don't behave,
oh.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. I see.
If you don't behave, tell them somebody else.
Yeah, that's right. Hey there!
Hi there!
How are you?
I'm fine.
You want to go eat and have a good time at the Champagne and Diamonds event there for the prenatal clinic?
Yes.
All right, who are you?
Jane Kobos.
Jane Kobos. Spell your last name for me, Jane.
C-O-B-O-S.
All right, you know where we're located?
Yes.
I have the pass for you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Boy, bye-bye. Jane.
And the password.
Yes, very good.
Jane, okay. Just matter of fact there. Yes.
Put that right there?
Right.
Okay, there we are. All right, let me see. Did you hear about this? The chicken that laid a 4-inch egg? Yeah, that's a mighty big. I mean, you know what
that's,
I'm saying?
That's my hero, right?
That's
there.
That's about twice
really.
The size.
Sounds like a lifetime commitment.
Chicken owner says, "I don't know what the world record is, but all I can say that chicken's pretty bow-legged now."
Very nice.
Yeah, I think so. The egg, which wasn't fertilized, will be eaten. The mom is just 20 weeks old and has been laying eggs for 3 weeks. See, you peaked too soon. What are you going to do now? I guarantee you, a year from now, that chicken raiser's going to be out there going, "What have you done for me lately?" Remember that last year, right after Thanksgiving, I was in all the newspapers. Now, where am I?
Yeah. Where's your steroid egg now?
Dang straight.
Mm-hmm.
842. All right, the Wall Street Journal reports that 3/4 of consumers are opting to pay a fee, which sometimes is as much as $34, each time they overdraw their debit card account.
How many? What percent? Say that again.
The 3/4. 75% of the consumers are opting to pay the fee. Again, sometimes as high as $34 each time they overdraw.
Why is this news?
Yeah,
this is a debit card. This isn't like credit. Like
right.
You know, like well, it's just credit. It's not like we're really paying for it.
But
this they're really paying for.
They would rather pay the fee. Did I mention it's each time you overdraw rather than face the embarrassment
I can tell,
of being rejected?
I was going to say, I can tell I'm the only one on this show who is not the least bit surprised by this.
Yeah. That they'd pay it? It is. Well, no, and I don't know that I am, because after all, what does our government do? Why should we get angry at our government for spending money they don't have when quite often we will do that as individuals?
Well, all this is today's version of the NSF fee.
Right.
You know, back when you wrote checks that you couldn't cash.
Absolutely. You know, and I've certainly done that before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. Among the consumers who habitually overdraw their accounts 10 times or more during a year, nearly all of them signed up for the protection.
Yeah.
Of those who overdraw from 4 to 9 times a year, 41% went with the service. And for those who have overdrafted 4 times or fewer, 20%. And the 20% is kind of high, I think. I mean, if you know you're not going to do it,
What if they got rid of credit cards and made everything debit cards? In other words, credit cards were disallowed in
debit
the United States
or cash?
And made only debit cards,
all right.
But put that rule in. Would the credit card companies make more money than they're making now off of the interest that they're paying for
not
minimums?
Even close.
No way. No, no
not
way.
Even close.
Not even close. Not even close.
Because, well, I think at $34.
You think about it.
Each time. I mean, you know, you're the one that said it.
Well, but what's,
you
know? What's more? Yeah. What's more? $34 each time are knowing, because there are also the people out there that will never overdraw their account, but they will carry a $6,000 balance on a credit card.
Yeah, sure. I was
month
just throwing it
to
out
month,
there.
To
yeah,
month to month.
No, I don't think the number's even close. Because,
right.
And at some point, I think, At some point, you get smacked enough, you stop doing that.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's like the 2x4 in the right. face.
So
right?
the behavior, yeah. the behavior situation is, hey, I'm going to quit getting stung by this. I've got to put this away. Whereas with the credit card, you just yeah. keep on doing it.
So. But the good news is we'd actually pay as we go, unlike, which the government, you know, they don't understand.
Yeah,
that.
Drink some more Kool-Aid, Tom.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Have a better day. Build
your better. A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melts. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m. Build your better breakfast
at Subway. Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Hey, Steve. Got one of those Subway melts?
Mm-hmm.
Want to trade?
No way.
Wait, trade with me. I've got a banana and cake.
Come on, give you my lunch for a week.
I got fudge.
Get your own.
Get your own Subway melt, like the new Chipotle chicken and cheese, stacked with tender, juicy chicken and fresh toasted on flatbread. Or try the melt-tastic new Chipotle steak and cheese. Subway melts, melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Subway, eat fresh.
Fall is here for hunting season and cattle feeding. Think of Norma G Tractor for all your Kubota RTV utility vehicle needs. Norma G Tractor Kubota utility vehicles come in gas and diesel models, hydraulic dump beds, 2- and 4-seaters, bulletproof hydrostatic transmissions with prices starting at $79.99 after cash rebate. Finance your selection with zero money down and 0% APR financing with payments of only $138 per month. If you need a tractor to feed those large round bales, check out Norma G Tractor's L4400 F45 horsepower tractor, only $11,200 after cash rebate, or finance for only $158 per month. At Norma G Tractor, trade-ins are always welcome, and we'll deliver your purchases for free. Norma G Tractor, voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 consecutive years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, it's News Talk 1620, WTAW. University in New Hampshire, a University of New Hampshire professor who teaches environmental economics, put her expertise to good use in furnishing her home entirely with secondhand items. Over 6 months, Kelly Cullen spent just $1,000 to furnish her home. For larger items, she went to yard sales or used Craigslist. She says that her experiment really changed the way she looks at her material possessions. I think I want to go ahead and spring for a mattress, though. You know what I'm saying? I just don't know. But again, of course, when you're young, those things don't matter. But just probably as you get older, you
might,
maybe try to go ahead and buy something new. 14% of Women's Day magazine readers, 14% say they will be doing holiday shopping on Christmas Eve. 14% holiday shopping Christmas Eve.
I will.
Okay.
By golly.
Yeah. No, you're not saying that you're part of the Women's Day readership.
No, but I'll be
you?
There with them.
Okay.
By golly.
Right. Just
I gotta get something for you boys. I believe that's about all I have left. Not that I have a long list of people to buy for.
You made me feel so bad yesterday.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Good.
Yeah, you did.
Good.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You worthless sack.
I know. I really did. I may just pop them all here in the next between now.
It's too late. I actually inquired about the calendar yesterday.
Yeah.
And it has a new home. It's not in Ben's office.
Oh, really?
Where is
it? It's on the back of Allie's door. I had forgotten this.
Oh.
It's on the back of Allie's door.
Has Allie been popping it?
She and Sarah have been popping the days, my friend.
Good for them.
Good for them.
I'm glad it got a home. A home that appreciates it.
That's right. At least for the next 31 days.
Well, it fostered for a while.
That's yeah.
It. Right. I fostered in Ben's office. He was the calendar advocate.
Right. And then it found a good home. That's it. All right. So
I don't hear a lot about voices for calendars.
Exactly.
No, you're
there'll
not.
Be a new class to train soon.
That's right. That's right.
We had talked about this. Yeah. Thanks. Okay.
Well, that's okay.
All right. We had talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago and didn't know exactly how the technology works. Now there's been a little more about this deal that Amazon has put together. They've developed this technology which will allow you to convert awful gifts that you get into Amazon gift cards, and you can do it without that person's knowledge.
Oh, really?
Please to explain.
I will.
Oh.
You just sign up for the service, mm-hmm. and you create a list of people from whom you would rather not receive actual gifts.
Oh, my.
Now, if one of those folks sends you something through uh-huh. Amazon, the site will decline to actually ship the order. They will just send you a gift card for the amount the gift giver would have spent.
You know what?
And the person never knows, really.
The program will even automatically generate a thank you email for the gift you will not be getting.
This is deception.
Sounds like fraud. Yeah.
It's emotional fraud at the very least.
Do they hang you out to dry by not telling you what the gift was? Because then you're confronted with that person who goes, hey, what'd you think of that Gramophagus I got you?
Yeah.
What'd you think of what I got you?
Yeah, that's what it is.
What'd you think of what I got you? Yeah.
Because then the ultimate test was, what'd you do with it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I put it in the corner. It was a dog, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
So,
come back to Bernie, you know, how about that Rolex I bought you this year? You know?
So, not exactly.
That's what I was thinking. Would that not be the ultimate poetic justice?
Yeah.
You get a gift card for, you know, $64 or whatever it is from Amazon.
Right.
And you find out that whoever this is, even though you don't like them or you didn't want to receive a gift from them, had better uses for $64 than you ever thought about having.
Don't you think?
I mean, that's what would happen to me.
Oh, crap. That was a great gift.
Yeah, wow. Plus, I got to think Amazon keeps a little fee for this, don't you think?
Oh, excuse me.
I mean, you know, if you're bought $100, they're probably going to give you a card for $85,
right? You know, in the real world, that's called hush money is what that fee is.
That's the juice right there. Yeah.
Hush money.
This is corporate blackmail is what it is.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control. Bugging bugs since 1947.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you, and we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time, 822-5756, or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
What makes the perfect recipe for a holiday surprise? A spoonful of gold, silver, or platinum. A pinch of pearls or colored gems. How about a sparkling drop of diamonds? Hi, I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers. We have all the essential ingredients to whip you up a holiday surprise. Visit Douglas Jewelers this holiday season and find the recipe that's right for you.
24-carat neighbor, Douglas Jewelers.
Your Christmas just wouldn't be complete without a visit to the Farm Patch. The Farm Patch can help you with all of your entertaining, decorating, and gift-giving needs with the exceptional classic fruit and gourmet baskets. You can even pick up freshly shelled pecans, nuts, and fruits for your holiday baking. And the Farm Patch has freshly cut Christmas trees under the big red and white tent on University Drive behind TGI Fridays. From all of the gang at the Farm Patch, happy holidays.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. And now it's time for something sweet because you stayed till the bitter end.
Okay.
Since you're here at the end of our show, we have a prize for you, 695-1620. First one who I picked the phone up on, 695-1620. Because you stayed till the bitter end, there'll be something nice for you.
And hopefully he won't hang up on you.
Yeah, it's true.
It's been known to happen.
Some bad memories help us to be a better, more rounded person. Other bad memories are so bad, they mess up our lives. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to get rid of those bad memories forever? Researchers at Johns Hopkins University believe that proteins can be removed from the brain's fear center to permanently erase memories. That's a little scary. The Lee's research shows that Lee's research group shows that this rise of possibilities of manipulating the mechanisms of our environmental therapy, big words for making stuff go away and go away forever. Now, this sounds, you hear what they're saying is we can make a memory go away because it could impact your life in a negative way. Well, what if they get that technology and then they decide what you won't remember? That's a little heavy.
There you go.
I know. Sorry about that. It's not like you're going to forget a bad Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Gladys Wallace.
How are you, Gladys?
I'm doing pretty good. Failing the long-term eye doctor appointment.
Well, that's a good thing. Be sure and do that. Keep both hands on the wheel. Now, I'll tell you what I got for you. I have a $20 gift certificate for the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe. Have you been there yet?
Oh, I know where I know where it is.
Listen.
That's how close to where I used to work.
All right. It's outstanding. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite places. You know where we're located? Perfect. No, it's okay. Perfect. No, it doesn't matter. As long as you don't know, then you're the perfect winner because you can't come in. No. Okay.
Well, y'all moved since the last time I've come there.
Yes, sir. About 17 years ago.
It's all right. We're in the Crystal Park Plaza. That's the big five-story mirrored glass. Do you know where that is?
Okay. I know where that
up
is.
Up on the fifth floor.
We're on the top floor. You get to ride the fastest
great elevator
freight
ride.
Lift ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always exciting.
You got the name. Tell me your name again.
Gladys Wallace.
Gladys Wallace.
Got it. Uh-huh. Thank you, Gladys.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Thank
All right.
You.
See you later. Drive careful. Bye.
There you go.
There you are. Got that done.
And you didn't hang up on her.
No. Before we do on this date in history.
Which I love.
I think I have a story about, here it is. The most boring day in history. According to a computer programmer named William Tunstall Pedlow.
He didn't get beat up at all.
No.
Oh, first day of school had to be fun for him every year.
Little Billy Pedlow.
What was that middle name that got him?
Tunstall.
Tunstall.
Excuse me, Tunstall.
Exactly.
Come along for a moment.
The dullest day in history, in recent history, April the 11th, 1954. What the hell does it mean? That's not even recent, is it?
What if you were born that day?
Yeah.
That's got to stink. That's like a shot in the
On that Sunday, Belgium held a general election. A Turkish academic named Abdullah Alatar was born, and a soccer player named Jack Shufflebotham died.
Oh, my God.
Another great name.
Yeah. And apparently that was about it. They arrived at the conclusion using a computer program called True Knowledge. The program analyzed 300 million facts about people, places, businesses, and events, and then they came up with this algorithm to calculate the objectivity of how boring the day actually has been. They went all the way back to 1900, and so the winner is April the 11th, 1954. So, again, if you know somebody born on that date, you could, I don't know, make fun of them if you want to do that. All right, on this
date. Unless they're bigger than you.
Yeah, on this date in history.
I love
today,
this part.
1934, the steam locomotive Flying Scotsman became the first official train to exceed 100 miles an hour. 1983, Radio Shack introduced the Tandy Model 2000 computer. Yeah! Mm-hmm. And in 2004, Ken Jennings finally lost. $2.5 million later. Anyway, that's it. All right.
There you go.
You got a minute and a half. Do you have enough for a minute and a half?
You know, as a matter of fact, I think I might do that. Yeah, there you go. The Oscars are going to be on February the 27th in Hollywood.
Have we announced the nominees yet?
No, we'll miss that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
The hosts, though, have been announced. And you were talking about this guy yesterday because you weren't familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
James Franco and Anne Hathaway. They will be the, and both of them could be up for best actor and actress. Franco for 127 hours and Hathaway away for Love and Other Drugs. Young and the Restless has been renewed for another three years. Of course, they've been on the air since 1973.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of interesting. Mark Ruffalo, you know who he is, the actor?
Yeah, you'd know him if you saw him.
Yeah, you would know him if you saw him. Evidently, he's put together some screenings of a documentary called Gasland, and he says that has landed him on the Office of Homeland Security list for a terror advisory.
He and Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's
right.
That's a Hollywood whack squad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's been a long time.